Play-by-play of tonight's game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Adam, very pleasant. Good afternoon. Welcome to Duncan Field in Hastings. We've got the Class C2 State High School football playoffs for you today here on 1230 KHIS. Heck of a matchup today. Number one, Hastings St. Cecilia taking on second-ranked Crofton here this afternoon in the quarterfinals. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. Hastings St. Cecilia with two wins in the state playoffs thus far, opening up with a thrilling 62-21 win over Bayard. And then last week going on the road and beating Donovan Trumbull by a score of 42-14. Crofton comes in, a record of 10 wins, no losses on the season. They've got two wins here in the state playoffs. They beat West Holt 49-21, and they beat Ravenna last week by the score of 48-7. But two very good football teams scoring off here this afternoon at Duncan Field for the right to move on to the semifinals next Tuesday. Jimmy, this is a ball game that a lot of folks throughout the state has got to deemed as maybe the state championship in Class C2, but we're meeting here in the quarterfinals. Same two teams played last year in the quarterfinals, and St. Cecilia was able to knock off Crofton a year ago, 46-14, but two very good football teams squaring off here this afternoon.
Well, it really is, Mike, and this is a much-anticipated battle between Crofton and St. Cecilia. Everybody's been talking about towards the latter part of the season. Crofton has basically run through their schedule about the way St. Cecilia has. Both teams 10-0, number one ranked in the state, number two ranked in the state. You don't get any better than this, and this is going to be a dandy. You look at St. Cecilia, they have virtually handled their opponents very handily all season long, really not any close games. The thing that concerns me so much is being able to have the starters play four quarters. They have yet to really play a four-quarter ball game, and they are possibly going to have to do that today against a very, very good football team. You know, and all the games prior to this, they have been out. The starters have been relieved midway through the third and the fourth quarter, so they've yet to play a four-quarter ball game. But, boy, you look at Crofton warming up. This is going to be something that St. Cecilia hasn't seen all year long. The size comparison is going to be so equal to what St. Cecilia is going to have. You look at across the front line for Crofton, very well matched up against this big St. Cecilia front. And then when they flip around on defense, it's the same thing. This is a very punishing team, and why not? They're from the northeast part of the state. How often do we call games and you get to the quarterfinals and semifinals where you get a team from the northeast part of the state, whether it's C1, C2, A, B, it doesn't matter. They are very talented kids up there, and they are a big ball club.
Yeah, when we were in the C1 last year when Hastings St. Cecilia, and even the years prior to that, it was always Pierce that we seemed to meet somewhere during the state playoffs, and now we've got Crofton. We played him last year in the quarterfinals in C1. Both of these teams, ironically, dropping to C2 this year. Guess what? They meet again here in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, exactly. And throw one more in there, Norfolk Catholic. Don't forget them. They're a very outstanding team up there as well. But, yeah, how ironic they both teams drop, and then they happen to meet. They've been 1-2 pretty much all year long, and that this is the way they set today. And you can read the World Herald, you can read the Journal Star, or whatever paper. They claim that this is going to be the state championship game. And, boy, it's a late crowd coming in, but it is going to be a dandy here at Duncan Field on a very breezy afternoon.
You mentioned breezing through their opponents this year. Very similar numbers. Crofton has outscored their opponents a margin of 496-88. St. Cecilia has outscored their opponents 481-55. The closest win for St. Cecilia was last week, 28 points, when they beat Donovan Trumbull 42-14. The closest win for Crofton this year, 15 points. That was the first game of the season when they beat Hardington Cedar Catholic 28-13. Crofton outgaining their opponents 420 yards to 160. St. Cecilia outgaining their opponents 378 to 140. We mentioned last year's ball game won by St. Cecilia over Crofton 46-14. You think way back in 2000, St. Cecilia and Crofton also played. St. Cecilia en route to their state championship that year. St. Cecilia went on the road and played in Crofton that year in the semifinals, and the Hawks were able to pick up a 10-3 win over Crofton. So St. Cecilia leading the series, the all-time series, so to speak, with Crofton 2-0. But I anticipate a great football game here this afternoon.
And I believe in that game, a snowstorm or a blizzard that was up in Crofton when that game was going on. So we don't have that here today. Beautiful weather considering the time of year that it is. But, yeah, as these two teams get ready to go, it's going to be no secret. They're not going to throw a lot of things out there that's going to surprise the other two coaches. It's just going to be smash-mouth football, and I think you said it the best. This game is going to be won between the tackles.
69 degrees here at game time. The winds will be a factor today. They'll be out of the south at 12 miles per hour, gusting to 23. St. Cecilia won the toss, but they will defer to the second half. Kissinger will kick off for St. Cecilia, and dropping back deep will be Dalton Goble. He stands inside his own 5-yard line. It's a bouncing kick to the far side, picked up by a short man at the 20, 25, out to the 30-yard line. And that's where the Crofton Warriors will start. That's Jeffrey Kleinschmidt bringing the ball back for Crofton. So the Warriors will start, first down and 10. Football is at their own 32-yard line. Christian Doar is their quarterback, 190 and a senior. Tom Pites in the backfield. They go with this kind of a double wing set, so we're going to see a lot of motion. This is very similar to what's maybe Minden that we have around here, this type of offense, ball control offense. Crofton will start first down and 10 on their own 32-yard line. Let's go with a quarterback sneak right off the back. Christian Doar is going to test the interior of that Blue Hawk defense as they carries it for a couple of yards. So an interesting play on first down, Jimmy. They go with a quarterback sneak as Christian Doar, the 190-pound senior, goes straight ahead for a couple of yards.
Well, I'm sure that head coach Tony Hofton wanted to just check out how this St. Cecilia defense was going to stack up. As we said, everybody back as far as injury-wise. Zach Sterup gets the start. He's over there at left tackle. They'll move him around quite often. Going to bring a second down, and we'll call it 8 yards from the 34.
All right, Christian Doar up under center again. He's going to hand the ball away on this sweep. That's going to be Goble with the ball. He's at the 35 to the 40, out to the 41-yard line. That's going to be enough for a first down, I do believe, just enough. As they go the sweep play, Dalton Goble. Now, he's their go-to man. He's carried the ball 117 times so far this year for 1,111 yards, 13 touchdowns. He picks up about 7.5 there. They needed 8. So Crofton looking at a third down situation here. Third down at about a half a yard to go. Opening possession of the ball game. Crofton has got the ball at their own 40-yard line. The Warriors working from our right to our left. Christian Doar up underneath center again. He's going to go quarterback sneak straight ahead. He's going to have the first down, but penalty flags are down. Christian Doar would have the first down as he powers the ball out to about the 42-yard line, but a penalty flag is down. It's going to be an illegal shift against Crofton, so that'll cost him 5 yards. So instead of third down and a half a yard to go, Crofton going to be backed up 5 yards now as they move the ball back here to the 36.5-yard line. We'll call it third down and about 5.5 to go now for the Crofton Warriors. Just underway here at Duncan Field. You're listening to the quarterfinals in Class C2 today. You're on 1230 KHAS. So an illegal shift there. A couple of guys maybe been in motion, just a skosh early there for the Warriors on a third down and short. And now Christian Doar is looking to the far sideline, looking for some help from his head coach over there, Tony Hoffman, for the Warriors. Got some substitutions coming in. Another tight end checking into the ball game now for Crofton. They're just now breaking huddle, getting up to the line of scrimmage. Third down at about 5.5 to go. Crofton with the ball on their own 36-yard line. Doar up under center. He turns. He's going to hand the ball away to Goble. He sweeps on the right side. Goble is at the 35 to the 36 to the 37. He's going to be chopped down right there. Tackle is made in there by Zach Sturup for Hastings St. Cecilia. He needed about 6. He got about 3 there. Now Crofton looking at 4th down and 3, and the Warriors will have to punt the football away for the first time here this afternoon.
Boy, and are the Hawks glad to have Zach Sturup back after missing, the better part of 2.5, 3 games due to a shoulder injury. He's back in there. And, boy, watching him against that big right tackle, for Crofton was able to handle him, throw him to the ground, and then able to bring down the ball carrier. Just a short game, going to bring up 4th down, and now Crofton punts into the stiff wind.
This is Kleinschmidt. He's their punter. He averages 35.8 yards per kick. He gets this one off to the right side of his foot. It bounces out of bounds down inside the 40-yard line to about the 38. We'll call it a 27-yard punt, but no return by St. Cecilia. And now the Blue Hawks come out for the first time here this afternoon for a pretty good field position. They're going to spot the football here at about the 42. So it goes out of bounds on the far side, and they'll spot the football at the 42. Phil Hamburger, the quarterback for St. Cecilia. Cody Action Jackson in the backfield along with Devonelli here for St. Cecilia. Hamburger will start off with a shotgun formation. 2 wide receivers split to the right side. 1 wide receiver to the left. Hamburger waits for the snap here on first down and 10 yards to go from the 42. They hand the ball away to Jackson, and Jackson gets the ball to the 45, where he's going to be stuffed right there. Tackle is made in there by Crofton. That's Nathan Hoffman getting in there, a 225-pound junior for Crofton. St. Cecilia with the Ryan Sheehy, Ellie, Tremel, Susie, and Stirrup across the front. Kissinger is your split in. Faber is your slot back, and your tight end will be Jordan Konsberg with Jackson in the backfield with Devin Elliott and also Phil Hamburger. Jackson gets a couple of yards there. Second down and about 8 yards to go. St. Cecilia has moved the ball out here to the 46-yard line. Crofton jumping around on defense here. Second down and 8 yards to go. Hamburger up under center. Man goes in motion. That's going to be Jackson off to the far side. Hamburger wants to throw the ball. Rolls right in. Loads. It's going to be caught here at the 50-yard line. 45 down to the Crofton 42. Right on the money as they get the ball to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger is stopped on the play by Tom Pites, the quarterback here for Crofton. But a nice pass. They didn't throw it many times there against Donovan last week, Jimmy. In fact, Hamburger just 1 of 4, but he's right on the money right here.
Yeah, not a lot. They weren't going to show anything as far as the passing aspect goes, but right away here, second play of the ball game, they just throw a little out pattern to Kissinger, and then after the catch, he makes a nice run downfield, picks up 12 yards into Crofton territory, down to the Warrior 42.
All right, Hamburger's in the shotgun again. He's going to fake the ball. Now he's going to run it himself. Hit the 45-yard line, down to the 35, and trips forward down to about the 34. Tackle is made in there again by Nathan Hoffman, the 225-pound junior defensive end for Crofton. That time they bellied to the fullback, and they fake it to a Devin Alley, and then Hamburger just took off around the left end. He found a little seam there and takes the ball down to the 34-yard line. A pickup on the play of about 8 yards. We'll call it second down and two.
One thing that Crofton, Mike, we talk about St. Cecilia as far as seeing somebody matched up equally as far as size. I don't know if Crofton's seen anybody as quick as what St. Cecilia is going to have on the field. They have so many athletes out here, it is scary.
Here's Cody Jackson on the sweep. He gets away at the 35-yard line. Down to the 30, down to about the 28-yard line. So Cody Jackson came back and got the handoff. Again, Hoffman in on the stop there for the Crofton Warriors, but St. Cecilia, they started this drive with their own 42, and now they move the ball into Crofton territory. They've got a first down and 10 at the Warrior 27. A nice drive so far for the Blue Hawks.
Two carries for Jackson, down 9 yards, and a nice job off the left side. Stir up over there as well as Konsberg. Actually, Konsberg over on the left side opened up a nice hole for Jackson. He picks up the second first down. The ball down to the Warrior, 27.
All right, first down, 10 yards to go. Hamburger's going to hand the ball away. Big, big hole here. That's that fullback trap. That's going to be Ellie across the 20, down to the 15, down to the 10-yard line. Devin Ellie carrying the football there, that little fullback trap. Ellie with 480 yards and 6 touchdowns coming into the football game, but that play has been the bread and butter for the St. Cecilia offense all season long, and for that fact, as long as Carl Tesmer has been here, they did not run that very effectively last week against Donovan Trumbull. They find success here.
No, and as you heard in the pregame show, Coach Tesmer was concerned that Crofton was really going to be teeing off against that draw play. That one there, great blocking up front. In between the tackles, Ellie goes 18 yards down to the Crofton 10.
And now here's Cody Jackson with the ball. He hops off the left side, off of the left tackle. He gets a couple of yards there as Jackson takes the ball for a couple of yards. Blue Hawks looking for the go-ahead touchdown. We're just underway. 7.5 minutes to play here in this first quarter. No score between Crofton and Hastings St. Cecilia here in the quarterfinals in Class C2.
51 yards so far on the drive, and now the Hawks set with a second down and 5. Just a nice gain off the left side again, right behind that big left guard. Cody Jackson picks up 5 quick yards. 6:47 left to go here in quarter number 1. The Hawks knocking on touchdown door early.
Devin Ellie in the backfield along with Jackson. Here's a handoff to Cody. He's got blockers. He gets it to the 4. He gets it into the end zone. Touchdown. Cody Jackson takes it in from 5 yards out. And the Blue Hawks out on top in this football game, 6-0. Where Cody had some blockers out in front of him. He follows that big offensive line. No one touches Cody as he gets into the end zone for the score.
7 plays, 56 yards. Very effective. One pass play, that goes to Kissinger. Everything else on the ground. It was all set up by the 18-yard trap play to Ellie, as he gets it all the way down to the 10-yard line, and then a drive is capped off with a 5-yard touchdown run from Cody Jackson. Now Matt Kissinger in from the hold of Philip Hamburger.
All right, so the Hawks out on top by a score of 6-0, and now we got some penalty flags here. Hamburger is waiting for the snap on the PAT. So the official stepping in here might be a penalty on St. Cecilia. That's not going to be the case. It's going to be an offside call, against Crofton. Now we'll see if Coach Tesmer might elect to go for 2 here. As the ball is going to be half of the distance to the goal line, they'll have this extra point from about the 1.5-yard line. Coach Tesmer thinking here on the near sideline, and he's going to keep that extra point unit on the field right here. So he's going to pass up the try for 2 points here at the 6:36 mark. St. Cecilia out on top of Crofton by the score of 6-0. As Matt Kissinger gets ready to add the extra point, he's 43 of 50 on extra points so far this season. Ball is down. Here comes the pressure. The kick is up there, and the kick goes sailing over the brick wall. It is good So the PAT is good by Matt Kissinger. A nice drive as St. Cecilia scores on their opening possession of the football game as they stuff it right down the throats of the Crofton Warriors. We've got 6:36 to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 7, Crofton nothing.
Professional service, financial strength, and stability. Just three ways to describe Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance works for you, providing the right coverage for you and your family. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, serving you for more than 100 years. That's stability. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, 2203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings, with locations in Hastings, Kearney, and Omaha. Call 402-463-2461 for an insurance proposal today.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead early, 7-0 as we kick off again. It's going to drive Goble into the end zone and over his head. So Crofton will start first down and 10 on their own 20. Early scores in for us this afternoon. Grand Island Central Catholic has jumped out on top of Ogallala. It is 7-0. Giltner is leading Pawnee City at the end of the first quarter, 20-8 at the end of the first quarter. And Creighton has got a 20-7 lead over Alma. We will keep you up to date on all the scores throughout the broadcast here this afternoon. St. Cecilia with the early lead here. The Hawks going 7 plays, 56 yards on their opening possession. Crofton was moving the ball against the St. Cecilia defense, but then got hit with a 5-yard penalty and could not convert. On a 3rd down and 6 out here toward midfield. So Crofton for the second time here this afternoon going to go straight ahead with the ball, powering his way across the 25 onto the 29-yard line. Carrying the ball there for Crofton. They've got some big running backs. This is Colin List. List, a 200-pound junior. So we've got List in there. Arns is in there. Also Kleinschmidt, Dalton Goble. Those are your running backs, as well as Tom Pites as they go with this double wing formation. And Christian Knorr is your quarterback. He's one of the guys that was on the football team a year ago. That was a pickup of 9 yards on the last play, right up the gut against the St. Cecilia defense. Knorr up under center. He's going to hand the ball away again. Big, big hole across the 35 to the 40, out to the 45-yard line. That is List again. List carrying the ball all the way out to, rather, that's Jeffrey Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt, number 45, carries the ball out here to about the 45, and that's a first down. So they got Kleinschmidt in there at 45. List is number 46. This was Kleinschmidt. He's the second leading rusher for Crofton. He's got 767 yards coming in. Goble's got 1,111 yards. So Crofton gets a first down. He just pound that ball right at the St. Cecilia defense, Jimmy.
One thing that I've noticed, Mike, with this double wing formation, you said we see it with Minden as well. I think it's similar to what Scotts Bluff has run. We've been able to see them, but they block it so well, and the splits that they have, they basically foot. The right guard is touching the right tackle's foot. Not very wide splits, and they block it so well. They'll send a guy in motion and send him right in behind the center. They block it so well. That was a big, big gain.
It's like a snowplow. Here's a short gain here as they go right ahead again. That's going to be Kleinschmidt carrying the ball again. So they go to the well 3 consecutive times there with a very similar play. Kleinschmidt this time is going to be stacked up on the play. Jordan Konsbrick in on the stop. That was a pickup of only 1. It is 2nd down and 9. Crofton has got the ball now at their own 46-yard line, moving from our right to our left here at Duncan Field.
Crofton just ended the football game. 6 rushing plays, 36 yards, everything on the ground. They have yet to throw a football. Christian Norrie is the leader of this group. He was the starter last year, and he's done a great job this season for Tony Hoffman.
Yeah, now he's got 2 wide receivers to the left side, but they keep the ball on the ground as they just go straight ahead here for a couple of yards as Pites brings the ball to about the 48, and now Crofton is going to be looking at a long situation here at 3rd down and about 7 yards to go. The football between the 49 and the 50-yard line. 4 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in this first quarter. It's a 7-0 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. And now Crofton making some substitutions here, looking at another 3rd down situation. Very similar spot in the field where their first drive came to a screeching halt. They had to punt it away. 3rd down at about 6 yards to go. Crofton with the ball on their own 49. That's Goble going in motion, and now Knorr wants to call a timeout. Christian Knorr looks at the Saint Cecilia defense. The Hawks may have shown him something there they weren't familiar with. So Christian Knorr, not wanting to make a mistake early in the ball game, calls a timeout. 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play. We're in the quarterfinals in Class C2 here this afternoon. We'll take a break with a score. Saint Cecilia 7, Crofton nothing.
Need relief from low temperatures and high prices? Just call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, at 402-463-6061 and receive up to a $1,200 rebate when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Act now to get a rebate and take advantage of tax credits while they last. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning today at 402-463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Giltner 20, Pawnee City 16 now. They're in the second quarter of play in Giltner. Creighton leading Alma 20-7 in that football game. It is 7-0 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Crofton. Warriors looking at a third down and six situation. The ball resting between the 48 and the 50-yard line. Christian Knorr, your quarterback for Crofton. He's going to drop back to throw. He's got time. He throws it to the right side. It's going to be caught for a first down. Down at the St. Cecilia, 38, right out of bounds. They get the ball downfield. That's a Goble, the guy who went in motion, is a Christian Knorr. Got him the ball down there, and he steps out of bounds to the 38 as they move the sticks. They don't throw the ball much, Jimmy, as a Christian Knorr is 49 out of 72, 806 yards in their 10 ball games, so about 80 yards per contest, but they are right on the money right there with a nice pass to Goble.
Yeah, Christian Knorr just drops that right in over top of the linebackers. A nice catch out there by the Crofton receiver. Picks up 14 yards. Second first down on this drive as they are down at the Hawk 36-yard line. 4:11 left to go here in quarter number one.
Ball is on the far side hash mark. Here's a handoff to a Goble. Goble's at the 35 to the 30. Breaks it to the near sideline to the 25, and he's going to be brought down there by St. Cecilia. Down there on the tackle is going to be Hamburger for St. Cecilia. But Goble comes to the near side on a little sweep play. Every time they go to the edge, Jimmy, they've got two or three blockers out in front of these running backs. This is going to be a tough offense, a tough cookie to crumble here this afternoon.
Well, it really is, Mike. And watching early on that first drive, they block so well. And when they send guys in motion, they're able to get a hat on a hat. That is very important. And they get the running back out to the outside. And this is a team, Mike, that you cannot arm tackle. You've got to be able to wrap up. But that was a big gain there by Crofton, 12 yards.
There's Goble again going the other way with two blockers out in front of him, and this time he's going to be chopped down. Nice defensive play over there by St. Cecilia, and getting over there for the Bluehawks and making the stop there is number 35. That's Devin Ellie, who's into the ball game now as one of the linebackers for St. Cecilia. So now Crofton is looking at his second down situation. Second down and about 7 yards to go. What would Duncan Field be without our first train of the evening here? Second down and seven. Crofton has got the ball at the 20.
The last game we did here, we didn't have a whole lot of train activity, but boy, our first one here early in the first quarter, I'm sure we'll have a lot more. Crofton now second down and seven at the Hawk 20.
All right, Knorr is up under center again. Two wide receivers to the left side. Knorr drops back. Here comes the pressure. Rolls to his right. He unloads. Penalty flag down. The pass is complete to Kleinschmidt. He didn't get a bunch. The line of scrimmage was the 20. They brought it down to about the 16-yard line. But, again, a penalty flag is down just as Christian Knorr got rid of the football over there on the far sideline. Here comes the indication. It's going to be an illegal man downfield. Boy, that was a short pass anyway, and it happened rather quickly. Now the officials conferring here. They're going to pick up the penalty flag. I didn't think that was possible, an illegal man downfield for Crofton. That was just a short pass anyway. And it developed rather quickly with a quarterback, Christian Knorr. There's no way a lineman could have got downfield, and now the officials pick up the flag. That was a pickup of about, 6 yards, 7 yards on the play. So it's going to bring up third down and about 3 yards to go. The football is down here at the 16-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. So third down and three for Crofton. This is their first real threat of scoring in the football game. Their second offensive possession of the contest here this afternoon. Knorr up under center again. Manning comes in motion to the near side. Here's a handoff. That's going to be Kleinschmidt. He takes it right to the center of the line. He did not get much. Kleinschmidt carrying the ball there for Crofton. He only needed about 2.5-3 yards, but he did not get there. Tackle is made in there by the interior of the defense there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Groffel was in there. Jackson was in there for St. Cecilia, the interior of the line. And now we're going to be looking at a fourth down situation here, but let's see. The officials say it's close enough for a measurement. They did not get much of a push on the offensive line right there. They needed about 3 yards. They stretch out the chains, and it's going to be about a half a yard shy. A half a yard shy of a first down. So now Crofton trailing in the ball game 7-0 early. They've got to fourth down, less than a yard to go down here at about the 13-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia.
Yeah, real interesting call with the wind into the face of Crofton. It kind of makes you wonder with the kicking abilities, the wind actually across as this field sets kind of northeast to southwest. It'll be interesting to see what Tony Hoppen wants to do, but with a line that big and the running backs as powerful as they are, they're going to line up and go for it here in this double wing set. Fourth and one here, ball at the 14.
The statistics they supplied us, their field goal kicker had not attempted a field goal this year. So maybe that's why we're going for it right here. Fourth down, less than a yard from the 13.5-yard line. As they hand it away, they're going to have a first down and more. They bring it across the 10 down to about the 9-yard line. So they bring a new man into the ball game there. That's Arns carrying the ball there. Trent Arns, a 180-pound senior. And he's got the first down and more as he powers the ball all the way down here to about the 2-yard line. Boy, they're right into the sun working to our left. It couldn't be any tougher for us, could it?
This is difficult.
All right, that's going to be Christian Knorr. He's going to pitch the ball, and he gets into the end zone for the touchdown.
That's Goble on the carry.
Yep. So a 2-yard run. Trent Arns officially is going to get the pitch there, number 28. So Arns gets into the end zone there for Crofton. He takes it in from 2 yards out. So they answer the St. Cecilia touchdown.
Yeah, and a nice drive there. Only 2 pass plays by Crofton on that drive. Everything else on the ground and just that good upfront blocking again right between the tackles is where it's happening for Crofton. They do a nice job. They take it down, and we're awaiting the tying PAT here from Kleinschmidt.
Ball is down. The kick is up there. And the kick is off of the left side. It is no good. So the PAT is no good. So Crofton gets a touchdown there, but they miss on the PAT. 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play now here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 7, Crofton 6.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Ecotrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Some days we just have to deal with pests, and sometimes even termites. To help out, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates too. Protect some of your biggest investments, your home and other property with an advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike Carey or Dave Ryan. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field. 11 plays, 80 yards. We saw the sheer power of this Crofton offense. They just power the ball right down the field after the St. Cecilia touchdown.
Well, and again, their line does such a great job. And when they bring those wings in motion, they bring them right in off the center's hind end. And they do such a great job on the linebackers. They opened up some huge holes. As Kleinschmidt into the football, it fades over right into the wind.
As St. Cecilia grabs it at about the 15, down the sideline to the 20, onto the 25, to the 26, 27-yard line. And that's where St. Cecilia will start from the 27. So St. Cecilia comes back on offensively. The Hawks working from our left to our right here in the first quarter of play from Duncan. Now the fans are here. They are lined all the way around the field here at Duncan Field. The stands, what little stands they have here at Duncan, are completely full.
Well,
now we got a penalty flag.
Yeah, penalty's going to go against St. Cecilia here, and as we get closer to 5 o'clock, we're going to have more people start filtering in here as people get off work. I know there was a lot of guys I had talked to that had to work up until 5 o'clock. They were going to try to sneak out early, but there is a good crowd here. As the Hawks are penalized, they push them all the way back to their own 16-yard line. 2:13 left to go here in the first quarter. We are all tied up 7-7.
7-6.
7-6.
Crofton missing the extra point following their PAT. Here's a quick pass over here to Cody Jackson. Jackson has got some running room, and then he's going to be knocked down. He brings it across the 20, out to about the 21-yard line, where he's going to be upended here by Logan Schieffer. Schieffer is the inside linebacker, 165-pound junior. He is the leading tackler for Crofton. He had 81 stops coming into the football game here this afternoon. They're going to spot the football at about the 23. So a pickup of about 6 yards on the play, maybe closer to seven. We'll call it second down and 3 yards to go.
About 10 more minutes.
Yeah, the sun is right in our faces here.
So
we look to our left. Hawks working from our left to our right here at Duncan. That's going to be Hamburger up under center. Wide receivers left and right. He's got the ball. Quick little throw out to the right side. It's going to be caught at the 20. Breaking away to the 25 to the 30. 35 and run out of bounds.
Matt Kissinger taking the pass from Phil Hamburger.
That's going to be Kissinger out there, the wide receiver catching the ball there, the 170-pound junior. So Hamburger goes to Kissinger. That was just a quick little pass thrown to the far sideline, and Kissinger finds a seam in this defense right down the far sideline out to the 37. That's going to be a first down for the Hawks.
Well, and again, just a short little pass, but a great job of running after the catch by Matt Kissinger. He got out to the flats. He's now at two receptions for 25 yards and another first down. That's first down number four as the Hawks move it out to the 36.
Kissinger is a wide receiver again to the left side. Hamburger in the gun. Hamburger play action pass. He rolls to his right. He's got time. He's going to throw it downfield. He's got a man out there, and he can't make the catch down to 15-yard line. And it's Kissinger. He had two steps on the Crofton defenders, a leaping attempt out there at the 15, and he can't come up with it. Hamburger threw it just a little bit too far.
I wondered how long it would be before head coach Carl Tesmer elected to go downfield with the wind at the back of Phil Hamburger. We've seen the receiving abilities of Kissinger. He's done a great job all year. Also Consbrook, but it was Kissinger who was lined up on the left side. He drew double coverage very late, though, and he had a couple of steps. The ball went right off of his fingertips. That was very, very close to a huge gain for the Hawks. It falls incomplete, though. Brings up a second down to 10.
1:15 to play here in the first quarter. 7-6. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Hawks with a football on their own 36-yard line. Hamburger waiting in the gun, and now the officials come in here. They're going to blow something dead. It's going to be a timeout. Yep, Carl Tesmer wants to call a timeout. So St. Cecilia calls a timeout. We'll take a break. 1:15 to play here in the first quarter. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 7, Crofton 6.
Frigidaire has been comforting homes for generations, and now Frigidaire heating and cooling products are an even better deal come tax time. Receive up to a $1,500 federal tax credit, limited to 30% of installed costs, when you purchase a high-efficiency Frigidaire system from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. For details on the $1,500 tax credit and how a Frigidaire high-efficiency system can also significantly reduce your utility bills, contact Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field. We are in the first quarter, 1:15 to play. Hastings St. Cecilia leading Crofton by the score of 7-6. A matchup of number one against number two. In that way, all season long in Class C2. And this matchup occurring here in the quarterfinals of the state playoffs. St. Cecilia looking at a second down, 10 yards to go from their own 36. St. Cecilia wants to throw the football. This is Hamburger. Rolls to his right. He comes all the way to the sideline. He's going to be knocked out of bounds. Hamburger couldn't find anybody downfield. They had a couple of guys down there. Kissinger was downfield. Consbrook was down there. But Crompton does a good job covering up those receivers for St. Cecilia. Hamburger had to eat the football. And he picks up about 2 yards in a play. Schieffer comes over here and knock him out of bounds right in front of the St. Cecilia bench.
Well, Hamburger was looking downfield here, but both Kissinger and Consbrook were very close. They were within 5 yards of each other and really nowhere to go. So Hamburger just wisely enough took the ball around right in, picked up a couple of yards. Third down and 8 here, ball at the 39. 1:06 left to go here in the first quarter.
Hamburger up under center. This time he's going to turn and hand the ball away. Nope, he's going to fake it. Hamburger's got the ball. He's got an opening at the 40, 45 to the 15. He's going to be brought down to the 46 of Crofton. Nice fake inside there by Hamburger. Finds a seam on the left side of the offensive formation. And finally is brought down into play by Christian Knorr, the safety for Crofton. But a nice run there by Hamburger. In addition to his throwing that we have seen all season long, Jimmy, he has rushed for 704 yards as a quarterback. And that's a good weapon. And a half.
Well, and to give him 23, but on the game today with 3 carries, but he pulls the best play fakes out. He just put that right into the belly of the fullback of Ellie and then just took it around left end, picked up some nice blocking outside, picks up a nice game.
Now they're going to give the ball to Ellie. He's got an opening at the 40, down to the 35, down to the 34-yard line. Dalton Goble into the stop there for the Crofton Warriors, but another nice gain by Ellie. Ellie's got 480 yards coming into the football game here this afternoon, 6 touchdowns. He's really come on strong for St. Cecilia here at the end of the season. So back-to-back first downs here for the Hawks. They've got the ball in Warrior territory down here at the 34.
First down number 6. And on this here in the first quarter, the three-headed monster is stepping up again. Hamburger Jackson and Ellie. Ellie now with two carries, 29 yards, another big gainer there of 11.
20 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hamburger wants to throw. There's a pump. They're going to throw the ball down the right sideline. He's got a man out here, and it's off of the fingertips again of Kissinger. Just that little pump, Kissinger then took off down the right sideline, Jimmy. Happens right in front of us, but again, the pass thrown a little bit too far by Hamburger with the wind to his back, and it's an incomplete pass.
Well, I think the wind is starting to subside, but yeah, that one there just sailed a little bit, and I think Kissinger got kind of twisted around on that play. He was looking over his right shoulder and then kind of tried to flip back over his left, and the ball just off of his fingertips again. So St. Cecilia very close on connecting on a couple of big pass plays. And it'll bring up a second down and 10 here. Ball at the Crofton 34, 14.2 seconds left to go in quarter number one.
Wide receivers to the left and to the right. Backs in the I formation with Ellie and also Jackson. Here's Hamburger on the quarterback keeper around the left end. 35, takes the ball down to about the 31. So St. Cecilia going to be looking at a third down situation, third down and long. Third down at about 6 yards to go officially. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter of play. So one quarter in the books here this afternoon. The Class C2 quarterfinals on 1230 KHAS. Everything we expected here this afternoon. St. Cecilia getting a touchdown and an extra point. Crofton coming right back on a drive of their own, stuffing it into the end zone, but then missing on their PAT. That's the difference so far. First quarter in the books. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 7, Crofton 6.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Buy two, get two free right now at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Quiet Riding Cooper Xeon 2XS, the great handling tire that brings fun back to driving. Buy two, get two free. It sizes P225-45ZR17 2XS and P235-40R17 2XS. While quantities last, along with free rotation, mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty, only at your area CPI Mr. Tire.
KHAS.
All right, start of the second quarter. St. Cecilia looking at third down, 6 yards to go from the Crofton 31-yard line. Wide receiver splits to the right side, the backs of the I formation as they hand the ball away to Ellie. Ellie's got a big, no, that's Jackson. That's Jace Jackson with the ball as Jackson's got some running room to the 20, to the 15, down to the 10-yard line. So Jace Jackson carries the ball. Again, a nice fake carried out there by Hamburger as Jace Jackson takes the ball all the way down to about the 11-yard line. So one of the Jackson brothers there, Jace Jackson, gets in the action here.
Tell you what, all the Jacksons are going to touch the football today, and Jace doing a nice job lined up in the slot on the right side, just coming reverse, picked up some nice blocking out there. One block from Jordan Consbrook was able to get him through the middle, picks up 14 yards. The seventh first down of the afternoon.
Now Elliott gets a call there in a fullback trap, and this time Crofton is right there to wrestle him down. Boy, those yards inside are going to be awfully tough here this afternoon. That's a Preston Mueller into the stop, the 210-pound senior, the weak side linebacker for Crofton. Also, Tom Pitts coming up from his corner spot to make the call there, to make the stop. A loss of a yard in the play, second down and 11. As the ball is pushed back here to the 14-yard line, St. Cecilia now working from our right to our left here at Duncan. Second and 11. Two wide receivers split to the right side. Kissinger out toward the numbers out there for St. Cecilia. Backs in the eye, but now Jackson goes in motion to the far side. They're going to hand the ball away, and not much there again. Stacked up. That's going to be Jace Jackson again carrying the ball there. Alex Wookman in on the stop for the Crofton Warriors. He had some help. Crofton in their white tops here this afternoon with their burgundy pants and their white football helmets. St. Cecilia in their black pants, their blue tops, and their blue football helmets. So now it's third down, 12 yards to go. St. Cecilia is pushed back here to the 14-yard line, and now Carl Tesmer burns his second timeout here in the first half. So St. Cecilia calls the timeout here, 10:27 to play in the second quarter. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 7, Crofton 6.
At Big G Ace, get a first down with your paint project by using Ace Essence Paint for just $15.99 a gallon. It's easy on the budget and used by those who prefer to match colors to their own project. It's available in flat, satin, and semi-gloss sheens. Let the folks at Big G Ace help you score a touchdown with your painting project. Big G Ace Hastings, where you get in, get help, get out, and get on with your life.
Quality products, great people, and helpful advice. Big G Ace.
1230 KHAS.
All right, third down, 12 yards to go. Hastings St. Cecilia with the ball at the Crofton 14-yard line. Hawks out on top with a score of 7-6. Hamburger will send two wide receivers split to the right side. The backs again line up in the eye. Here's a quick pitch to Jackson. Jackson then hands it away to Jace Jackson. He wants to throw the ball into the end zone. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Jordan Consbrook. They had to play, Jimmy, but the guy is here that were handling the ball kind of bobbles it and kind of screwed everything up there.
Well, the first pitch went to Cody Jackson, yep. Then he flips it back to Jace Jackson, and then he pump faked a couple of times, and ironically enough, it threw the timing off of the whole play, but Consbrook was open in the back of the end zone. He's a big target out there at 6'3", but wasn't able to come up with the football, went off of his hands, and so St. Cecilia will be forced. That was the 12th play of that drive, and Crofton will hold St. Cecilia out. They will attempt a very, very tough angled field goal attempt here from Matt Kissinger.
This will be a 30-yard field goal attempt from the near side hash mark. Ball is down, and the kick is up. It's going to go off to the right side. It is no good. The snap was right on the money, Jimmy, but I think Phil Hamburger bobbles that one. They got it down, but Kissinger shanks it off of the right side. No good. So St. Cecilia with a lot of stats there on that particular drive, but they come up empty-handed there. What, 11 plays, 61 yards, and they come up with a goose egg on the scoreboard.
Well, and again, just bad handling on the football as Phil Hamburger never really got a hold of the football, and Kissinger had to stop once, and then he tried to get back into the football. The penetration was coming from the guys in the white jerseys. And with this wind blowing again, it's gusting from south to north, but as I said, this field sets at an angle, so he missed that one off the right side. It's going to be tough kicking as long as this wind is up.
He had plenty of distance. I think this the hold was not good there by Hamburger, and it messed up the timing. First down, 10 yards to go. Crompton with the ball on their own 20, and now Christian Noren wants to throw the ball. He's going to air it out down the left sideline. Goebel is out there. He makes the catch at the 45. He's at the 40 to the 35, and he's run out of bounds down here at the 31-yard line. Dalton Goebel, we've seen him, Jimmy, as a running back, and now Goebel splits out to the left side. That was a nice pass by Christian Noren. Dalton Goebel hauls it in, and he's going to be run out of bounds down here at the St. Cecilia 31. A big, big play there for Crofton.
And Goebel, we know about him. He's got a lot of speed. He's carried the football. He's the leading ball carrier so far in the game. 4 carries, 24 yards. He's an excellent blocker, but he shows his speed as he gets outside, gets behind the secondary. And that one goes for 50 yards. Actually, we'll give him 49 on the connection all the way down to the Hawk 31-yard line. Christian Noren showing his arm as they get the wind at their back.
All right, Crofton moving from our left to our right. The ball is down here at the 31 of St. Cecilia. Pitch play. Well, the football is going to be Kleinschmidt, and he's going to be met after a couple of yard gain. Kleinschmidt taking it to the right side, and he is met by Stirrup. Also over here is going to be Joel Groffo for St. Cecilia. That was a pickup of about 3 yards on the play. So it's second down and 7. They run out of this double wing. That's basically all they want. 3-4 yards at a crack here. 3 yards in a cloud of dust, so to speak.
Well, they really have. They've run 13 offensive plays as far as rushing, 3 pass plays. They give 49 yards on that prior play, which is the biggest play from the line of scrimmage. In the first quarter, Crofton with 87 yards of total offense. The Hawks with 105. But Crofton on the move again. They've got her down to St. Cecilia, 27.
Dakota Miller is your wide receiver split to the left side. And now we got a man in motion, and this play is going to be blown dead here. Kleinschmidt was very slowly coming back in motion back toward the quarterback, Christian Noren. He may have cut up field a little bit too quickly that time. It's going to be officially an illegal procedure call there on Crofton. So another penalty on the Warriors. Good football game here this afternoon. 9:22 to play in the second quarter from Duncan. 7-6 is the score. The Hawks have the lead over the Crofton Warriors. But Crofton is on the move here after a nice 49-yard pass and catch by this Crofton Warrior offense. Noren to Dalton Goebel on the completion.
Well, and one thing about that pass play, Mike, is Saint Cecilia's defense, Randy Aarons, knows you have to respect the running game that Crofton has. They've got so much size up front. But again, the passing, they tighten you up inside. They've got a lot of speed to get the outside. That's where Dorr hit on a big one. He's looking for blood here.
Yeah, he turns around. Nobody there. Now he's going to run with the football. He's going to take it around the left end all the way to the sideline, to the 30, to the 25, and he's run out of bounds there. Christian Dorr turns around in the backfield. There was nobody back there for Crofton. I don't know if it was designed or what. They had a lot of guys out on the pattern that time. Nobody in the backfield. Christian Dorr then took it around the left end. And now Crofton is looking at a third down situation here. Third down at about 4 yards to go. The football is down here at the 25-yard line of St. Cecilia. 8:50 to play in the second quarter. 7-6 Hawks.
Good job by Norris. He just made something happen out of nothing. As I said, a busted play there. And he's able to pick up some good positive yardage. Bring up a 3rd and 5 here. Very manageable for Crofton.
All right, Dorr up under center, backs in the I formation this time. Play action pass, Dorr wants to throw the ball again, does so. On the near side, it's going to be caught wide open. It's going to be Trent Arnes. Arnes gets away, brings it across the 15, down to the 10, down to the 6-yard line. Trent Arnes, a 180-pound senior. Wide open, Jimmy. There was not a man around defensively that time for St. Cecilia. I don't know if they crossed him up here offensively, but Arnes wide open. He takes the ball easily down to about the 7 or 8 yard line, and now Crofton knocking on touchdown door.
Well, Kleinschmidt was able to get through the linebackers, and they had him double covered down in the same area, about another 10 yards down. But yeah, just a wide open receiver. That one there goes for 17 yards. First and goal here for Crofton as they look to go ahead of St. Cecilia here with 8:25 left to go to half.
Got Tom Pites now in the backfield here for Crofton. Here's the quarterback. Norr is going to run the ball inside to 5, down to about the 4-yard line. Russell down there by big Zach Stirrup, the Nebraska recruit for Hastings St. Cecilia, as Norr is knocked down in the play at about the 4. So Crofton now looking at 2nd down and goal from the St. Cecilia 4-yard line with 8 minutes to play here in the second quarter.
Well, it hasn't taken a lot here. 5 plays on this drive. They've been able to chew up 67 of those yards via passing. As we've turned around, Tony Hoffman has elected to air it out a little bit, and they've been very good passing today. Norr is 4 of 4 passing, 89 yards, and he's got his troops to the line of scrimmage here. 2nd down and 4, the ball at the Hawk 4.
Kleinschmidt lined up as a fullback. They're going to give the ball away here to Pites. He bounces off of 1 man. He gets down to the 2. He gets down to the 1-yard line. So Tom Pites, the 190-pound junior, bounces off of 1 man at about the 4. Took it around the between the left tackle and the left end. Took it down to about the 1-yard line. So now Crofton is looking at 3rd down and goal from the St. Cecilia 1, trailing by 1 point.
Boy, and Crofton did a good job opening up a hole, but the speed of St. Cecilia, they were able to seal it off, close it up, and they were able to keep Pites out of the end zone. He needed 4, and he picked up about 3.5, and we'll have a timeout on the field. Timeout, Crofton.
Yeah, Crofton wants to talk things over here. They're knocking on touchdown door. We've got a break, 7:09 to play in the second quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 7, Crofton 6.
Livingston Butler Baldwin's Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vollen when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, and economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jim Purcell back here at Duncan Field. 7:09 to play in the second quarter. 7-6 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Crofton calling the timeout as their head coach Tony Hoffman talks with his offensive unit. So we'll see what the Warriors. You would think they have really 2 shots here from the just outside the 1 yard line.
Well, I think so. They have done a great job in between the tackles. Watch right in between there. Look at them pack in the line of scrimmage. There is not much of a split there with the Crofton offense.
Christian Dorr just dives in there. And Norr is not going to get there. Christian Norr is the hell out of the end zone. So now it's in between the goal line and the one. Is Christian Norr, the quarterback, just kind of, he dove down around the knees of his center.
Well, and I think as soon as he got the snap, I think he just tried to take 1 step back to get a little momentum, and he slipped on the turf. It looked like his right foot slid out from underneath of him. And he wasn't able to break the goal line as the line judge came running in and said his knee was down. They don't have very far to go. From our vantage point, that ball looks like it's touching the goal line. Here we go, 4th and 1.
Less than 1. Christian Norr He's going to hand the ball away. And I think St. Cecilia stopped it. They go to Arns. That's Joel Groffel making the stop. St. Cecilia holds him out from the one-yard line.
Wow. There wasn't even a yard to put in there. I don't know if you could have got a playing card or a sheet of paper in between the nose of the football and the goal line. But Groffel, again, doing a great job coming in there from his linebacker spot, able to hit down the running back short of the goal line. And what a goal line stance for Randy Arns and his defense.
That was Trent Arns. That was one of the wing back guys in his double wing offense. Came back to get the handoff, but then he runs right into Joel Groffel, and he was stopped for no gain in the play. But now here's the bad thing. St. Cecilia's got the ball just outside the goal line. They are backed up as Hamburger comes up under center. He's just going to go straight ahead and try to get some breathing room here as he bounces his way out to the two, maybe to the three-yard line. So St. Cecilia now backed up on their own end. But a great defensive play there by Groffel as Crofton had moved the ball all the way down to just outside the goal line. And on fourth down, Joel Groffel makes the play of the game so far. A great stop there for the Hawk defense.
Eight plays, 79 and three-quarters yards on that drive for Crofton as they get it all the way down inside the Blue Hawk one-yard line. And mark that down. That may be a defensive stand that will come back to really play a big part in this ball game before this is over.
All right, so now St. Cecilia trying to hammer the way out of here from the four-yard line. Again, they just go straight ahead. That's a Hamburger on a quarterback sneak again across the five out to about the six-yard line. That's going to bring up a third down. So they go eight plays and 79 yards to the Hastings St. Cecilia one-yard line where they are stopped on a fourth down play. So good job by the St. Cecilia defense, but now the offense trying to get some breathing room. Clock is running. We're down to 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play.
Well, and the problem being, we've talked about the wind. It's blowing across our backs. If St. Cecilia does not pick up these 4 yards, they have to punt into this stiff wind, and Crofton is going to get good field position. Phil Hamburger up under center here on this third down and four call.
All right, Hamburger looking at the defense, waiting for the snap here. He's got it, and he hands the ball away. That's going to be Jackson trying to slide through there. Jackson brings the ball to about the 9-yard line, where St. Cecilia is going to be stopped short. Now the Hawks are going to have to kick the football away with this tricky wind out there. It's fourth down and about a yard to go from the 9. They're going to take the ball just across the 10 for the first down. So Crofton is going to get the chance here in the second quarter. They took the ball down to the 1-inch line and could not score. And now St. Cecilia goes three plays and out. They'll have to punt the football away. 4.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter.
Tall order here for Matt Kissinger. Pites and Goble back deep for Crofton.
Low snap, but he gets it down. Good high kick, but it's not very far. It's going to go to the far sideline. It bounces at the 35, takes a Crofton bounce across the 30 back to the 28-yard line. A huge bounce back the other way to the 28-yard line where it goes out of bounds. Only about an 18-yard punt there. The tricky win out there. So now Crofton has got a short field, Jimmy, at the, let's see where they're going to spot the football. They're going to put it down at about the 28. So first down and 10 for Crofton from the 28-yard line with 4:16 to play here in the second quarter in a 7-6 ball game between the Hawks and the Warriors.
Well, on the last drive, Crofton was able to really chew up a lot of yards through the air. And now, look, there's a couple of three wide receivers out, two to the right, one to the left side for Christian Knorr. We'll see what Tony Hoffman elects to do, but they chewed up some big gains through the air.
Yeah, they've had some success passing the football against St. Cecilia. Here's Goble on his sweep. He's going to be hemmed in, and Goble is going to be brought down. St. Cecilia defense playing well here this afternoon. Coming up to make the stop there for the Blue Hawks was Blake Brouillette, who's in there now as one of the quarterbacks here on this left side. So Blake Brouillette makes the stop there. That was no gain in the play. Second down and 10. The ball is still at the 28.
Boy, both sides of the ball. You look at the defensive secondary. How many good open field tackles has Crofton made today and St. Cecilia made? This is a couple of real disciplined football teams out there in Brouillette, and no doubt there brings down the ball carrier in Goble.
Here's Christian Knorr, play action pass. He drops back. Knorr gets rid of it, and he throws the ball into the St. Cecilia bench. St. Cecilia looking for a penalty here for intentional grounding. They're not going to get it, but there had to be somebody over there. Oh, it was Goble, maybe.
Yeah.
Not very close,
no.
But third down now.
I think Goble was somewhere down around the 10 to 15-yard line. He was well past where the St. Cecilia line is, where the players can stand, and that one went to almost past the roped area as he had a lot of pressure coming from Groffel on the backside. 3:30 left to go here in the half. Big third down and 10 call for the Warriors.
Grand Island Central Catholic has upset Ogallala.
Oh, my.
The Crusaders 10, Ogallala 7. That is a, well, let's see. That's going to be midway through the fourth. It's not final yet. Here's a handoff again. There's a big hole. That's going to be Pites with the ball. Pites has got the first down and more. Across the 20 to the 15 to the 10, down to the 5-yard line. Did he get in there? Yes, touchdown. Touchdown from 28 yards out as Tom Pites gets away. Jimmy broke a couple of tacklers right at the line of scrimmage and takes the ball 28 yards for a touchdown.
Three plays and just, 35 yards on that drive as Crofton able to get it done on the legs of Pites as he gets free off the left side. Just some poor tackling by St. Cecilia. I just talked about how good the open field tackling was, and then that one there, Pites gets loose on the left side, and St. Cecilia, no answer. And for the first time, St. Cecilia will trail in a ball game here this season. They trail 12-7. Crofton will line up here and go for the two-point conversion.
Yeah, they missed on their first PAT, so they're lined up here maybe going for two, and that's going to be the case. Christian Knorr will have a running back behind him. Double wing set here with a wide receiver split to the left side, and now we've got a timeout called. We've got a timeout called here by Crofton. So the Warriors want to call a timeout. 3:19 to play now in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Crofton out on top of St. Cecilia 12-7. Back after this.
It happens to everyone. Your car isn't running right. It could be the fuel injectors, or it might be the spark plugs. The point is, you want to be confident in your mechanic. You want him to find the problem, fix it, and charge you a fair price. See Halloran Battery and Electric for everything from routine maintenance to complex electrical problems. Rich and the professional auto technicians at Halloran take care of your car, truck, or van. And they're experts at imports, too. People you can trust. Halloran Battery and Electric, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Creighton has beaten Alma today 32-7. That's the final score. Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead over Ogallala midway through the fourth quarter. It's 10-7. Giltner is holding on to a 34-24 lead over Pawnee City. Those are some other games. The quarterfinals today in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. We are at Duncan Field, a dandy here this afternoon. That's stretched into the evening now. 12-7 is the score. Crofton with a lead over the Blue Hawks. Crofton has just scored, and now the Warriors going for a two-point conversion. Christian Knorr up under center. Wide receivers to the left and to the right. Knorr waiting. He's got to snap, and we got some movement here for Crofton.
That was doomed from the word go. I think Knorr was asking for the football.
Flag on the play.
On the snap count prior to that one there, and then you see the right tackle and the left guard move. A little bit of confusion. They called timeout. Now you see Knorr run to the far sidelines. A lot of confusion, and that's unfortunate for Crofton. That's after a timeout. That usually, that stuff doesn't happen.
They had a wide receiver clear to the left sideline and a wide receiver clear to the right sideline.
Yeah, and they also brought Goble in motion across the right side. No backs in the backfield on that particular play. So obviously some confusion with the Crofton offense. And now Knorr gets his instructions from Tony Hoffman. He'll run back on.
Now they're still going to go for this here. So it's going to be a two-point conversion attempt from the 8-yard line. Crofton has got the lead over St. Cecilia. Goble is going to be in the backfield. They're going to fake the ball to him, and now Knorr wants to throw. He does. He throws it atop of the fingertips of Pites here at the goal line. So the two-point conversion attempt for Crofton is no good. 3 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Crofton 12, Hastings St. Cecilia 7.
If you have a fall, winter, or even a spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus Painting does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting's been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting congratulates the St. Cecilia Hastings High and Adams Central teams and athletes on great football seasons.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery. 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field. 3 minutes and 19 seconds to play the second quarter. wild one here. It's 12-7. Some great defense and some offense here this afternoon, but it's now Crofton with the lead as they get ready to kick off.
Well, this is everything this ball game has been made up to be. Just a tough battle in the trenches, but where Crofton has got out to the total yard advantage has been on a couple of long pass plays as we see the kickoff by Kleinschmidt go off to the left side. It'll go out of bounds. The officials throw the flag, so St. Cecilia will take over. 3:19 left to go. St. Cecilia with 125 a total offense here in the first half. Crofton 205. And we mentioned that a couple of big gains. 50-yard gain downfield to Goble, and then a nice reception of 17 yards downfield, which set up that last go-ahead touchdown for the Warriors.
So now we'll see what St. Cecilia likes to do here. They got 3 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the second quarter. Until halftime, the ball goes out of bounds on the kickoff, so they're going to spot the football at the 35. So St. Cecilia in pretty good position here. And now the Hawks trail for might be the first time all season long. Can't think of any game that they would trail in.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
So here's a handoff. Is going to go to Jackson. He's got to see him at the 35 to the 40, out to the 42.
Cody Jackson
carrying the ball there for St. Cecilia. Tackle is made in there by Logan Schieffer, the middle linebacker, 165 and a junior. He had 81 stops coming into the football game here this afternoon. He's the leading tackler for this Crofton defense. We're down under 3 minutes to play now. St. Cecilia certainly doesn't want to make a mistake here to give Crofton any more momentum than they already have here in the second quarter. Second down and about 3 yards to go. The ball just across the 41. Hamburger's going to hand it away again to Jackson. Jackson slides through there. He slithers his way like a little snake, Jimmy, up to the 45. It's going to be close to a first down. Tackle is made by Tom Pites, the cornerback for Crofton. He's a little shaver, 165 pounds in his senior, but boy, can he carry the mail. 1,006 yards so far this year for Cody.
He's got 31 on 7 carries today, and well, I tell you what, Jackson gets a good block from Ellie, and they'll actually give him enough for the first down. So that's first down number 8 for the Hawks here this afternoon. The ball, the nose of the football, almost on the 45-yard line here with 2:34 left to go. But as I was saying, Ellie does such a great job blocking for Jackson in that as that fullback.
St. Cecilia working from our right to our left. Hamburger wants to throw the football. Look out. Here comes Pites from the backside. He throws it, and the ball is going to be caught, bobbled, and it falls to the turf. Is it caught or not? The official's coming in there, and they're going to say it is. Is it complete? Yeah, it's going to be complete over there. Matt Kissinger grabs the ball there. He juggles it, and the officials on the far side did not make the call. The Crofton bench was signaling incomplete, but the officials here on the near side come ringing in, mark the football here at the 45, so that's a first down for St. Cecilia.
Second first down in a row. That's 9 on the afternoon, and what a acrobatic catch there by Kissinger. A lot of congestion right around the football. I thought it fell to the turf as well, but the officials right there rule it good for a catch. We'll give him 11. Now they're into Crofton territory. The Hawks on the move again here. Plenty of time. 2 minutes left to go here. The ball at the Crofton 45.
St. Cecilia has burned 2 timeouts, so they got only 1 left here in this first half. Here's Hamburger. He wants to throw the football. He's got time. He's going to throw it over here. Consbrook grabs the ball at the 35 to the 30, to the 25, to the 20. Still on his feet to the 15. He's at the 10. Cuts back, and he's going to be stopped down here at about the 5 or 6 yard line. Jordan Consbrook grabs the ball there, and the big tight end scampers his way downfield, makes a nice little move down there at about the 10, takes the ball down to about the 6, and now the Hawks thinking points.
Rumbling, bumbling, stumbling is the big tight end, Consbrook, 6'3", 235, and he takes that one. Just a great pass from Phil Hamburger over top of the linebacker. Consbrook catches it right in front of the St. Cecilia bench, a nifty piece of running downfield, gets it all the way down to the 9-yard line, first and goal, 1:36 left to go, the Hawks knocking on touchdown door.
Maryland I formation here from the 9. Hamburger turns and hands the ball away to Cody Jackson. Jackson is hit once, and Jackson falls forward
Cody
for about
Jackson
2 yards. Cody Jackson carrying the ball. Dalton Goble in on the stop there for the Crofton defense. We'll give him a pickup of 3 as they get the ball down to close to the 6-yard line. As the winds continue to blow here at Duncan, but not too bad of an evening for a November. I'll take this anytime.
Yeah, under these circumstances, I think last year I was figuring out we had snow at least 3 different times, 3 different snowstorms prior to this date last year.
Second down and goal from the 6-yard line. St. Cecilia with the ball, Hamburger. He's going to throw it. It's going to be caught here by Ellie. Ellie at the 2-yard line crashes forward. Did he get in there? Yes, touchdown, St. Cecilia. Devin Ellie coming out of the backfield. grabs the ball. That's only his third reception of the year. That's a 6-yard touchdown pass from Hamburger to Devin Elliott. St. Cecilia reclaims the lead. It's 13-12.
Nine plays on that drive. It didn't take St. Cecilia, and it's just like Crofton. They were able to do it via the pass. A big play. It was set up on the Consbrook 36-yard catch and run, and then they send Elliott from the fullback position out into the flats. Crofton not expecting that to happen. Hamburger just delivers it out to Elliott, and he turns around. He has nothing but green grass at Duncan Field, and he takes it in from 6 yards out. 47 seconds left to go here till half. Kissinger in for the PAT.
So St. Cecilia's got the lead. Here's the extra point. Ball is down. The kick is up, and Kissinger will drill the PAT. So in what appeared to be a deficit at halftime, St. Cecilia comes right back, and they score with 47 seconds left. Here in the second quarter, the Hawks reclaim the lead. Hastings, St. Cecilia 14, Crofton 12. You're listening to high school football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Need relief from low temperatures and high prices? Just call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, at 402-463-6061 and receive up to a $1,200 rebate when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Act now to get a rebate and take advantage of tax credits while they last. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning today at 402-463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
So St. Cecilia scores here late in the second quarter. And now they kick off. Goble's going to come up. He grabs the ball at the 10-yard line. He's going to hand it away to Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt across the 15, out to the 20, to the 21. So they try a little razzle-dazzle there on the kickoff return. It was initially fielded there by Goble. He hands it away to Kleinschmidt. St. Cecilia was ready for that one, and they drop him down as he brings it down to about the 22. And that's where Crofton will start first down and 10 with only 40 seconds to play.
Tell you what, this game is shaping up. You don't want to run to the concession stand unless it is halftime, because the way things are going, this is a wild one. Both teams able to move the football against these good defenses. And we'll see what Crofton elects to do here. Two wide receivers out right, one out to the left side, couple backs in the backfield.
Norris going to back up. He's going to hand the ball away on the draw. Big, big hole here as they bring it all the way out across the 30 to the 35-yard line. That's Kleinschmidt carrying the ball there. A big hole as they bring it right up the gut there on the draw play. Tackle is finally made by Groffel of St. Cecilia. So we're down to 34 seconds to play. Crofton working with the ball in their own territory here at the 35. Wide receiver is split to the left and to the right. One lone setback. That's Kleinschmidt in the backfield behind Christian Doerr. Doerr is going to throw the ball. It's going to be grabbed here by Goble down the sideline. 35-40, 45-50 into St. Cecilia territory down to the 48. Groffel again. Nope, that's Devin Alley. Devin Alley over here making the stop for the St. Cecilia defense. That's going to be another first down here for Crofton. We're down to 20 seconds to go. Crofton is, well, you can't really tell which way the wind is blowing. I think it's across the field from the near side to the far sideline.
Yeah, it's blowing directly from the south to north. On that prior play, a gain of 16 yards. List out there blocking in front of Goble was able to knock Jace Jackson out of the play.
Here's a Christian Doerr. He swings it out to the left side. It's going to be grabbed there by Pites. He's across the 50 to the 45 of St. Cecilia down to the 43. St. Cecilia just giving up these little pass plays. We're down to 7 seconds to play. Crofton quickly up to the line of scrimmage. They're going to spike the football, I think. They finally do, and we're down to, well, about a second and a half ticked off with the clock there.
But I think we're going to have a penalty against Crofton here. Penalty flags were thrown from the far sideline, Judge. And I think I don't think Crofton was set on that play as Norr wanted the football and to try to spike it. We'll see the call here.
You look at procedure, yeah. It's going to go against Crofton. So the Warriors evidently out of timeouts. They don't have that up on the board here, but evidently they are out of timeouts as they've spent a couple. So they couldn't stop the clock there. They were quickly trying to get up to the line of scrimmage to spike the football to stop the clock, and somebody was in motion.
Yeah, exactly. Norr wanted to get up there very quickly and to try to spike the football, but he couldn't get his lineman set. And that's where the penalty flag comes. So with just 5/10 of a second left to go here, Crofton will have it and try to go deep here one time from Norr.
All right, Norr's going to back up. He wants to throw the football. He's going to be sacked. He's going to be sacked. He got it back to the line of scrimmage. So officially,
It's
really not going to go down as a sack because he got it back to the line of scrimmage. Joe Wallmeyer got in there for Hastings St. Cecilia to bring him down. So that's the end of the first half of play here at Duncan Field this afternoon, which is stretched into this evening now in this Class C2 state quarterfinal football game. Number one, Hastings St. Cecilia. Number two, Crofton, squaring off here tonight. We're at halftime of our high school football game tonight. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 14, Crofton 12.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
At Big G Ace, get a first down with your paint project by using Ace Essence Paint for just $15.99 a gallon. It's easy on the budget and used by those who prefer to match colors to their own project. It's available in flat, satin, and semi-gloss sheens. Let the folks at Big G Ace help you score a touchdown with your painting project. Big G Ace Hastings, where you get in, get help, get out, and get on with your life.
Quality products, great people, and helpful advice. Big G Ace.
Some days we just have to deal with pests, and sometimes even termites. To help out, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates too. Protect some of your biggest investments, your home and other property, with an advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike Carey or Dave Ryan. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. The Class C2 state quarterfinals here tonight on 1230 KHIS. 14-12 is the score. 14-12 the score. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top of Crofton in a seesaw battle here, Jimmy. And both offensives has had some success in this contest. But, boy, we've seen some good defense, too.
Tell you what, we've seen good things on both sides of the football from both teams. As we said, the number one team and number two team coming in here in the Class C1. Both teams dropping from C1 down to C2 this year. They said this was the elite two teams in the state. And, boy, we are seeing it here with a 14-12 lead for the Hawks. We have seen a little bit of everything here today. We look on the side of a Crofton, Christian Knorr, 6 of 8 passing, very effective today for 107 yards. He's had a couple of big gains. Those were set up on a 50-yarder and a 17-yarder on the go-ahead touchdown there midway through the second quarter. Crofton carrying the football today, 22 carries, 127 yards, so 234 of total offense for Crofton. As we mentioned at the break, Crofton's such a tough team to do, keep statistics. They have had 8 different ball carriers today out of the 22 carriers, 8 different ball carriers. But the guy that's leading the way is Pites. He's got a touchdown on the afternoon. That one, a 28-yarder there in the second quarter. 7 first downs for Crofton in the football game. Look, as far as the Hawks, Phil Hamburger throwing the football today. 6 of 9 passing for 83 yards. He has 1 touchdown, that going to Devin Ellie there on the towards the end of the second quarter. The Hawks with 105 yards on the ground, so 188 of total offense in the ball game. 10 first downs. We look at some individual leaders. Cody Jackson, 8 carries, 33 yards, 1 touchdown in the ball game. Phil Hamburger, 6 carries, 31 yards. Devin Ellie, 3 carries and 28 yards. Look at a receiving. Matt Kissinger, a couple receptions, actually 3 receptions and 36 yards in the ball game. And we see Jordan Consbrook with a big 36-yard catch and run. And also, as we said, Ellie, that 1 reception for 6 yards. But again, Mike, everything we have, this ball game has been made up to be. And this is the closest anybody has been to the Hawks all season long. It'll be interesting to see how the coaches, they knew coming in this was going to be a ball game, and they were going to have to have their troops be able to play 4 quarters, and that's going to be the case because Crofton, they're an outstanding ball club. And, again, we talk all the time about the teams from the Northeast. They are, and they are big, and they are fast, and they are matching up with the Hawks here. It's a good half of football.
I'm just surprised we haven't lost most of our material here tonight. Winds continue to blow at about 25 miles per hour, but I think so far everything is intact, and the joint here is still standing upright. That's the good news.
It was everything I could do to get here about a half hour before kickoff, but I made sure one thing was in the bag, an extra roll of tape because with the forecast, it's calling very breezy conditions throughout the course of the day, gusts over 25 miles an hour, and thank God they are blowing over our back today. Normally we get that north wind this time of year, but it's blowing out of the south, and it continues to kind of gust here, so it'll be interesting to see how it affects the kickers throughout the course of this ball game.
14-12 is our score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Crofton. We are at halftime. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Professional service, financial strength, and stability. Just three ways to describe Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance works for you, providing the right coverage for you and your family. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, serving you for more than 100 years. That's stability. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, 2203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings, with locations in Hastings, Kearney, and Omaha. Call 402-463-2461 for an insurance proposal today.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Class C2 quarterfinals here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Crofton by the score of 14-12. Scoring in the first half of play, in case you're just joining us, Hastings St. Cecilia took their opening drive tonight, went 7 plays, 56 yards, and a 5-yard touchdown from Cody Jackson. And with 6:36 to play in the first quarter, St. Cecilia had a 7-0 lead after they hit the PAT. Then Crofton responds, 11 plays, 80 yards. They got a 2-yard touchdown run from Trent Arnes. The point after touchdown was no good, so with 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the first quarter, Hastings St. Cecilia led by the score of 7-6. Crofton then took the ball, 8 plays and 79 yards in the second quarter, took the ball all the way down to the St. Cecilia 1-inch line, where they went for it on 4th down, and they were held out of the end zone. A nice defensive play by Joe Groffel, so St. Cecilia got the ball, trying to hammer it out of there, could not. They went 3 plays and had to punt the football away. Crofton got it, got some good field position, and it didn't take long. They got a 28-yard touchdown run from Tom Pites. The 2-point conversion was no good, but Crofton had a 12-7 lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks were not done yet. Instead of running out the clock at the end of the second quarter, they put the drive together and went 65 yards in about 11 plays. They got a 6-yard touchdown pass from Phil Hamburger to Devin Alley. The PAT is good. And that's the way we stand here. 14-12, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Crofton here in this quarterfinal matchup. Winner of this ball game in Class C2 will move on to the semifinals. It's going to be next Tuesday. They will play the winner of the game going on tonight between Cambridge and North Platte St. Pat's. That is starting at 6:30 tonight out in Cambridge. So the winner of this ball game will play the winner of the North Platte St. Pat's and Cambridge ball game next Tuesday. Other side of the bracket in the east tonight, you've got Archbishop Bergen playing Elmwood Murdoch. That's a 7 o'clock starting time. And then Wilbur Claytonia playing the other quarterfinal contest tonight against Aquinas Catholic. That ball game gets underway at 6:30 tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here over the Crofton Warriors at halftime. It is 14-12. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back. You're listening to high school football tonight at 1230 KHAS.
If you have a fall, winter, or even a spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus Painting does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting's been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting congratulates the St. Cecilia Hastings High and Adams Central teams and athletes on great football seasons.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Buy two, get two free right now at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two quiet riding Cooper Xeon 2XS, the great handling tire that brings fun back to driving. Buy two, get two free. It sizes P225-45ZR17 2XS and P235-40R17 2XS. While quantities last, along with free rotation, mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty, only at your area CPI Mr. Tire.
KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field again, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead 14-12 here in this quarterfinal matchup. We got a final score in from Ogallala. Ogallala came back to beat Grand Island Central Catholic tonight 14-10. That one is final. Ogallala 14 and Grand Island Central Catholic 10. The other score that we have in its final thus far is Creighton over Alma by the score of 32-7. So those games are in the books here tonight. Giltner, we understand, has got a lead over Pawnee City, 36-24. That game is at halftime. So, again, we'll keep you up to date on the scores throughout the second half of this one. Blaine Bulis and Tyson Evronik will be along at 9 o'clock tonight. They will have a CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show for you. So we'll get all the games recapped and in the books here. We'll get all the scores to you at 9 o'clock tonight following Sports Nightly. You're on 1230 KHAS. So we'll wrap things up here, get you into Sports Nightly, and then Blaine and Tyson will be along at 9 o'clock tonight for the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Get you set up with all the upcoming brackets in the semifinals and tell you what's to come. So stick around for that coverage coming up tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 14-12 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Crofton. And, Jimmy, as we take a look at the first half, I'm just surprised at how much the offense has been able to move up and down the field. Both teams have had chances to put some more points on the scoreboard. Crofton naturally taking the ball down to that one-inch line in the second quarter of play, but not able to score. But some good defense and obviously some good offense. Both teams electing to go to the air against the other one here tonight.
Well, that's one thing about it. Coming in the ballgame, you knew both teams were just smash-mouth football. They would just as soon line up and smash it in between the tackles all night long. But I'm sure they've seen some weaknesses in some of the defense. And as Crofton has found, there's a little bit of a weakness out there throwing the football against the St. Cecilia defense. I didn't think that there probably was a chance there was with their speed. But when you get guys that are equally as fast out there as the Crofton receivers, we have seen that Crofton be able to move up and down the field. 107 yards for Knorr throwing the football around here in the first half.
You suppose maybe Crofton got a hold of the Baird St. Cecilia tape from a couple of weeks ago?
I would think so, as we've seen some big-time yardage put up a couple of weeks ago between Phil Willie's Baird football team and St. Cecilia. You look at the, again, we talk about passing. Knorr has thrown it 8 times this afternoon. Also on the other side of things, St. Cecilia, Phil Hamburger has thrown it 9 times as well. So both teams combining for 17 pass attempts. That's more than I thought we would see coming in this ball game. But rushing the football, they have done it very effective. And as I said, when things started out, this double wing set, very tough to defend, and they line up a couple of guys right off the tackles, and they usually bring one of them in motion. That's usually the way it's going to go. You would know where the football is, but they block it so well. Their splits are not very wide. When they bring the guy in motion, he's bringing a load of wood to the wood pile. And, boy, I tell you what, they're doing a good job against the St. Cecilia linebackers. Both teams have been able to pop a couple of big plays rushing the football, and that was one thing Coach Tesmer was concerned about, whether Crofton could stop their trap play. Ellie has got a big gain. And also we look on the other side, Pites, from that fullback position, he was able to take the touchdown off the left side for 28 yards. So some good blocking by Crofton here in the first half of play. But again, with a minute 11 left to go here until we get things underway again, this is a tremendous ball game, and this is going to shape up to be a whale of a second half.
Bancroft Rosalie has got the lead over Friend 14-0 after the first quarter. St. Cecilia leading here over Crofton 14-12. Giltner with a 36-24 halftime lead over Pawnee City in some games that are underway right now. Creighton has beaten Alma tonight in high school football. Final score of 32-7. That was final here tonight. Those are the games that are already underway. Naturally, the rest of them will be getting started here in the next hour or so. Classes A and B will be playing their semifinals coming up this Saturday. Class C1, Ogallala has beaten Grand Island Central Catholic 14-10. Other games at 6 o'clock tonight. It'll be Pierce playing at St. Paul's. The St. Paul Wildcats still alive after a couple of wins here in the playoffs. They have beaten Boone Central. And St. Paul also winning in the opening round over Minden. Milford will play Bishop Newman tonight at 7. And at 6 o'clock is Wahoo at home to take on Norfolk Catholic. We gave her the C2 matchups. It is Elmwood Murdoch down the road tonight to Archbishop Bergen. Wilbur Claytonia is playing at Aquinas Catholic. Those games are getting started at 7 and 6:30 respectively. St. Cecilia has the lead over Crofton here at halftime, 14-12. North Platte St. Pat's will play at Cambridge tonight, beginning at 6:30. In Class D1, it was Creighton over Alma today, and the ball game completed 32-7. They'll take on the winner of the game going on tonight at 6 between South Loop and Overton. The other side of the bracket, with a 5 o'clock start, you have Bancroft Rosalie and Friend. As we mentioned, Bancroft Rosalie leading Friend by the score of 14-0 after the first quarter. At 6 o'clock tonight, it's Osmond playing at West Point Central Catholic. And in Class D2, Howells is playing Humphrey St. Francis tonight. That's a matchup of number 1 and number 2 in Class D2. They will kick off at 7 o'clock tonight. Giltner is out on top of Pawnee City at halftime. It is 36-24. At 6 o'clock tonight, Eustace Farnham will be at home to take on Sargent. And at 6 o'clock tonight, it's Mullen playing in Loomis against the Loomis Wolves. So that kind of sets the stage for what's coming up in the state high school football playoffs. Again, classes C1, C2, D1, and D2 playing their quarterfinals here tonight, with the next round coming up next Tuesday. Classes A and B will play their semifinal matches coming up on Saturday. So still plenty of football yet to come, and hopefully the Hawks can hang on here to get into the semifinals in Class C2 next Tuesday. But an interesting second half shaping up. Don't go away. We're a couple of minutes away from the kickoff of the second half. We'll take another break with the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 14, Crofton 12.
Frigidaire has been comforting homes for generations, and now Frigidaire heating and cooling products are an even better deal come tax time. Receive up to a $1,500 federal tax credit, limited to 30% of installed costs, when you purchase a high-efficiency Frigidaire system from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. For details on the $1,500 tax credit and how a Frigidaire high-efficiency system can also significantly reduce your utility bills, contact Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-4853.
Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughan when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, an economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, St. Cecilia, you're going to get the ball first to begin the second half. Crofton still huddled around their head coach over there and Tony Hoffman. I don't think either team's going to change too much here in the second half, Jimmy. Both offensively and defensively, the team's rock solid here tonight. 14-12 right now. St. Cecilia's got the lead.
Well, as I've said, both teams offensively have been able to pop a big play or two on the opposition. But again, Mike, I don't think a lot of change. It's going to be set up and just a smash-mouth football. With the wind continuing to blow, I thought it was going down there for a little bit in the second quarter, but it continues to gust. And
hang
I
on.
I want you to hold on to your laptop. We don't want that flipping off the front of our little plank section here. Oh, by the way,
what about us? Well, I'm not worried about the laptop.
I've got the stamp of approval from the M&S boys on the planks for standing. The elevator is yet to work. I pushed up and it still didn't go, so Tim Farmer had to assist me up the ladder. So we get ready to go here. Second half action as Clanksman will be into the football for Crofton.
And he's going to get a terrible kick away. Gets to the far side, but it's loose over there, and it goes out of bounds. Boy, that was close.
Yeah.
That was bouncing. It took an awkward bounce right on the far sideline. It went kind of straight up in the air. It only reached the 30-yard line. It took a high bounce. That was still really in field of play. That could have been recovered by Crofton, but it takes a bounce outward and goes out of bounds. So it's going to be a penalty here on Crofton and St. Cecilia. We'll get the ball to 35.
Well, and again, we talk about the kicking game. This wind could come and play an effect in this ball game as it continues to gust from south to north. And that was right in the direction of where Kleinsmith kicked the football. The wind just pushed it over towards the dirt infield. And now the Hawks are going to get good field position here at the 35-yard line, just underway in quarter number three.
All right, 14-12 is the score. The first possession of the second half. Hand off to Jackson. He's got a hole, 40-45, comes on the near sideline, 50. Jackson to the 45, to the 40. Still on his feet, powers his way down to the 41-yard line before he's finally thrown to the turf here by Tom Pites. So Cody Jackson takes the ball from his own 35-yard line all the way across midfield. And he takes it down to the 36 of Crofton, where there's a penalty flag down just as Jackson goes down, and that's a face mask against Crofton. That turns out to be a huge play for St. Cecilia.
28-yard gain, just great blocking again. They go right behind Zach Stirrup and open up a huge hole. Cody Jackson with his speed gets into the secondary, and then downfield it was Pites. A couple of guys for Crofton had a hold of Cody Jackson, but again showing his leg strength as he was able to fight for more yardage. Somebody got up around the face mask, so they just penalize him a little bit here and takes the ball down to the 32-yard line. One play, and the Hawks are into Crofton territory early here in the third quarter.
First and 10 from the 32. There's a man in motion to the far side. That's Kissinger. Handoff again to Jackson. He takes it off of the left side. He's got a hole again. He's across the 35 to the 30, down to the 25, down to the 22-yard line. Jackson carries the ball back-to-back here at the beginning of the third quarter. Christian Knorr into the stop there for Crofton. Now the offensive line opening up some huge holes up there for St. Cecilia. As Jackson takes the ball down to about the 21 is where they're going to spot the football.
That one there goes for 12 yards, and that one goes off the left side where Jordan Consbrook was lined up. Also, Ryan Sheehy over there doing a nice job. Big chunks of yardage. The Hawks down to the Crofton 21.
Hamburger up under center. He's going to hand the ball this way to Ellie, and Ellie's going to pick up a yard, maybe 2 yards, as he gets the ball down to about the 20-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Colin List into the stop there for Crofton. It's now a second down situation. Second down at about 4 yards to go. They've got the football down, let's see, the 15-yard line as St. Cecilia works from our left to our right here in this third quarter of play. So St. Cecilia comes up to the line of scrimmage on second down and four. They're actually, second down and 4 yards to go from the 15. Ellie in the backfield with Jackson. That's man going in motion to the far side as they hand the ball away again to Elliott. He may have coughed up the football. He did. There's a fumble. Crofton has got the ball. Coming out of there with a football is going to be Nathan Hoffman. Nathan Hoffman gets the fumble recovery as they go to Ellie, the fullback. And Ellie was popped immediately there as he got to the line of scrimmage and the ball pops loose. Hoffman gets the recovery for Crofton. So the Warriors thwart that drive. That was a good-looking drive there for St. Cecilia.
Well, it really was. The Hawks were poised to go in for some more points to add to the two-point lead that they currently have. Four rushing plays, 46 yards, but I'm not sure that Ellie had the handoff clean from Hamburger on that play. It looked to me like he juggled it a little bit. Crofton holds St. Cecilia. They'll take over at their own 15.
And they're going to go back to work here, rushing the football. Not much there as they get the ball to the 16, maybe to the 17. The ball pops loose, but there's been all kinds of whistles out there. We can hear them from up here. Tom Pites carrying the ball there for a couple out to about the 17. We'll call it second down and 8 yards to go. Tackle is made in there by Hastings St. Cecilia. As Zach Stirrup making the stop there for the Hawks. Also Ryan Sheehy. Those are some big boys there in that defensive line. Stirrup at 265, Sheehy at 235. Second down, 8 yards to go. Crofton with the ball now. They've got it on their own 17-yard line as they work from our right to our left. St. Cecilia out on top of this ball game by a score of 14-12. Christian Knorr waiting for the snap. He's under center. Man goes in motion to the far side. And here's a Knorr is going to run the football. Knorr brings it out to the 25 to the 26-yard line. He fakes the ball on a sweep to the right side, and Christian Knorr handles it himself as he picks up the first down out here to the 25. This offense is so tough to watch, to execute. keep stats.
It is. I mean, the guy in motion was Irons, number 28, and he was lined up on the left side. He just comes in motion, and again, he ducks in right as soon as the ball is snapped. He ducks in right behind the right guard, kicks out the end, and Knorr's able to pick up 10 yards, a first down out to 25.
All right, Christian Knorr again. He's going to hand the ball away, this time to Kleinschmidt. He reaches the corner, but he's going to be brought down over there. He's going to be brought down over there by Jace Jackson of Hastings St. Cecilia. So a short pickup there as Kleinschmidt takes the ball around the right end. This offense for Crofton, I don't know if we mentioned it or not, but it's the number one offense in Class C2. They are averaging 420 yards per ball game.
Well, they're up around the 250 mark right now. They've kept everything here in the third quarter on the ground. And Crofton now set up with the second down and six, the ball out to the Crofton 29-yard line.
Knorr again up under center with wide receivers to the left. Here's a handoff again to Kleinschmidt looking for somewhere to run. He's not going to find any place. He's going to be dropped down.
Jeffrey Kleinschmidt carrying the ball for the
Warriors. That's Devin Alley over there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Making the stop, Zach Stirrup also over there. Kleinschmidt got to the hole, and there was nothing there, nothing but blue shirts, and he kind of had a little jugger stop there, and he's knocked down on the play.
Well, and again, you talk about the big guys up front, Sheehy, Alley, Trimmel. Also, Consbrook down there doing a great job interior-wise. And, yeah, as Kleinschmidt got the handoff, he kind of shuffled back there looking for any hole that he could. There was nothing doing. And they bring him down for nearly a one-yard loss, third and seven here at the 28.
All right, Christian Knorr wants to throw the ball. He throws it to the near side. The ball is tipped and nearly intercepted. Nearly intercepted. That's a favor over here for St. Cecilia. Also, Joel Groffel, number 34, was over here. They were both in the area. Both had their hands on the football, but that's an incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up a fourth down and seven, and Crofton will have to punt.
Well, nearly a big, big turnover here as we talk about the fumble from St. Cecilia as they were going down to put some more potential points on the board. That one there, Knorr nearly throws the interception to Groffel, and now we'll see Crofton punt into the stiff wind. Jackson and also Kissinger back deep for the Hawks.
Kleinschmidt gets the ball away. It's a good high kick. It's not going to go far, though, and it goes off of the right side of his foot again, out of bounds. They're going to spot the football. Let's see. The official comes up across the 50-yard line, and he's going to stop right at the 48. So that was about a 20-yard kick there, 20 yards or so, from the 28 out to the 48. So a 20-yard punt by Jeffrey Kleinschmidt, and St. Cecilia will get pretty good field position. They drove the ball right downfield on the strength of the running of Cody Jackson in the first possession of the second half, but coughed up the football. Now St. Cecilia will try it again. We're down to 7 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the third quarter. A great football game here tonight at Duncan Field. 14-12 is the score. St. Cecilia with a lead. And here's Hamburger. He's going to hand it away again to Jackson. 45 is into the open again. 40 makes a juke move at the 35 to the 30. 25, 20. Down the sideline. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, St. Cecilia.
No,
like I say, he went out of bounds at the one. Are you kidding me? Cody Jackson is knocked out at the 1 yard line. So a 47-yard run. He dives for the end zone, but did not quite get there, Jimmy. He is knocked out of bounds to the 1 yard line, and St. Cecilia knocking on touchdown door.
13th first down of the evening for St. Cecilia, the third here in the second half. Cody Jackson well over 100 yards of rushing, and just again, Mike, great job blocking. They go right behind Zach Stirrup. He opens up a huge hole, and then a nifty bit of running as he slashes back across the far sidelines. And he was run out of bounds at the, actually, they'll mark it at the 3 yard line as he lunged out there, tried to get the ball across the goal line. But down at the 3, first and goal, Hawks.
He's going to get another chance here as Jackson puts his head down and drives his way into the end zone for the touchdown. Jackson takes it in, and St. Cecilia goes out on top of a score of 20-12 as they score in their second possession here in the third quarter.
Two plays and 50 yards for St. Cecilia on that play. All Cody Jackson. He is starting to really take charge. But you don't get those kind of chunks of yardage without some good blocking, and they're going behind the Division I UNL recruit and Zach Stirrup. Both plays there. Off the right side, Stirrup doing a great job manhandling his side of things and opens up a nice hole for Jackson. He takes it in from 3 yards out, so the Hawks tack on 6. Kick coming from Matt Kissinger.
All right, 7 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the third. Here comes the extra point. It is up there, and the kick is going to be good, so the PAT is good. So a 47-yard run by Cody Jackson. Did not quite get into the end zone, but they give the ball to him again. And this time he stuffs it into the end zone, and we're in the third quarter. St. Cecilia has now built a 9-point lead over second-ranked Crofton. We've got 7 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 21, Crofton 12.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Matt Kissinger will kick off now for St. Cecilia. The Hawks out on top of Crofton by the score of 21-12. Kissinger's into the football, end-over-end kick. That's going to be Goble grabbing the ball at about the 10. They're going to fake the reverse. Goble has still got the ball. He's out to the 15 where he is smacked. He is hit down hard there by St. Cecilia. Now the Hawks, Jimmy, are fired up here in the second half. That was a big-time hit there on special teams.
A lot of mo on the side of St. Cecilia right now. 94 yards on six carries, and just another day at the shop for Cody Jackson. 12 carries, 121 yards, a couple of touchdowns, but it was all set up on a 45-yard run down to the 3-yard line, and then again they go off the right side. I cannot say enough, Mike, about the St. Cecilia offensive line. They have done the job all year long. They have really had to dig in this game against a really, really good ball club. But that play, that drive there was very impressive. Zach Stirrup doing a great job off the right side.
Crofton will start this drive from their own 15. They're going to hand it away again to Goble on the sweep to the right side. He is hemmed in, and Goble is going to be hit, and he's going to be, well, let's say he's still on his feet. He drives for a couple of yards there before he's finally brought down. Jace Jackson in on the stop there as he brings it out to about the 17-yard line. He was stopped for a loss, and then finally got away, and Jace Jackson brought him down after a 2-yard gain. Actually, a 6-yard gain. This is at this end of the field where it's extremely tough for us here at Duncan.
Very tough, but you talk about very tough guys to bring down. I thought that in the first half there was a lot of good open field tackling on both teams. When you have strong, powerful, fast backs like both teams have, you've got to be good open field tacklers. And that one there, as Goble gets around the right side, he picks up a good gain. Second down and 3 here at the 22.
All right, Christian Knorr wants to throw the football. He's in trouble. Look out. Christian Knorr is going to be hit and sacked. Jordan Consbrook. Consbrook gets in there for St. Cecilia and sacks the quarterback, Christian Knorr. Lost in the play. The line of scrimmage was the 22. Now the ball is brought back here to about the 13. A 9-yard loss on the play, and it's third down and long for Crofton.
Well, and again, just big guys up front starting to dominate the line of scrimmage. Consbrook coming from that right end spot. It's going to be a tough job blocking him the rest of the evening. He is really getting a good start. I see a bandage off of his left calf. I don't recall him getting injured in the Donovan Trumbull game, but they've got it bandaged up, but it hasn't affected his play tonight. He's made a couple of nice receptions and a nice 9-yard sack there, and now Crofton in deep trouble. Third and 12 here. They're back at the 13, and I believe Crofton calls timeout.
Yep. Crofton wants to talk things over. We'll take a break. 6:02 to play now in the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 21, Crofton 12.
Professional service, financial strength, and stability. Just 3 ways to describe Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance works for you, providing the right coverage for you and your family. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, serving you for more than 100 years. That's stability. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, 2203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings, with locations in Hastings, Kearney, and Omaha. Call 402-463-2461 for an insurance proposal today.
1230 KHAS.
All right, some of the later games now getting started. Mullen has got a lead over Loomis. It is 6-0. Bancroft Rosalie with a 14-0 lead over Friend after the first quarter. 21-12 here. Hastings St. Cecilia has scored a touchdown here in the third quarter. Cody Jackson, a 45-yard run to the 3-yard line. They give the ball to Jackson again on the very next play, and he gets it into the end zone. St. Cecilia out on top now, 21-12. The winner moves on to play the winner of tonight's game between North Platte, St. Pat's, and Cambridge. That'll be next Tuesday. Third down and long now for Crofton. Christian Norris wanting to throw the football. He does to the far side. It's going to be caught here. Caught across the 30 out to the 35-yard line. They get the ball to Pites. Brouillette makes the stop there for St. Cecilia. I'll tell you what, Christian Knorr was facing some backside pressure, Jimmy, as the Hawks came with some pressure there, but Knorr got rid of it. They got it out to Pites. He's brought down into play by Brouillette, a first down, as they bring it all the way out here to the 35-yard line and a first down.
Three receptions, 42 yards for Pites, and they let him loose out on the far sidelines, and Knorr delivers a perfect pass. That one goes for 23.
Here's Christian Knorr again. Draw play. They run it to Kleinschmidt across the 35. Breaks outside to the 40. Kleinschmidt going to be gang tackled here across the 45 to the 46. He was stopped at the 44. The pile was just was like a big scrum out there. Kleinschmidt would not go down. He's a big, strong kid, 185-pound senior. He finally goes down at the turf at the 46.
10th first down of the night. We'll give him a 10 on the gain, enough to get to the chains. And a lot of guys in blue jerseys standing around watching. The officials hadn't blown the whistle, Dad. This is a tough bunch of runners here for Crofton. Kleinschmidt just carrying several Hawks across the stakes.
There's a man in motion. That's Arns. They're going to hand the ball straight up the gut again as they just plow against the St. Cecilia defense as Kleinschmidt takes the ball close to the midfield stripe there. They move it from the 46 right to the 50-yard line. A pickup of 4 yards and a play, second down and six. Crofton not afraid, Jimmy, to go right at the St. Cecilia defense.
Well, no, they're not. And we talked about the size of the Crofton offensive line. It matches up very evenly against the front four of St. Cecilia, and they're doing a job on this drive here, opening up some nice holes. And, again, the blocking is key with this double-wing offense, and they're really chewing up some nice yardage as they got a nice drive together here out to the 49.
Now they'll break that double wing and send two wide receivers out to the left side to keep the ball on the ground. That's Kleinschmidt, and he gets to the 50. He's going to be well short of a first down, still needs about 5 yards or so, as Kleinschmidt is going to be stacked up on the play by the interior of the defense there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Konsberg was in there. Boy, the whole load. Groffel was in there, the middle linebacker. Third down at about, 5 yards to go, maybe a little bit more than that, 5.5. Ball is right at the midfield stripe here. 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the third quarter. 21-12, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. Crofton with two wide receivers split to the left side, a wing off to the left side as well. Kleinschmidt in the backfield. Christian Knorr wants to throw. Backs up. Throws the ball near side. It's going to be caught. A great catch by Pites down here. A first down at the 37. St. Cecilia had the defenders back there. That was a hamburger in coverage. But Pites climbs the ladder, Jimmy, and pulls the ball down at the 37-yard line. That was a great catch.
And I think Phil Hamburger trying to go over top and make the interception as a beautifully thrown ball from Knorr. And then Pites again showing his receiving ability now with 54 yards of receiving tonight for Pites. He also carries the football very effective. So now Crofton again building up a little momentum, the 11th first down as they continue the drive into Hawk territory.
Christian Knorr under center. Man goes in motion off to the far side. Christian Knorr wants to throw the ball again. He swings it out here. The ball is going to be caught. Nope, it's going to be dropped. That's a Goble out there. He's the man who went in motion. That would have been a very positive play there as he was hemmed in at the 40-yard line. It's an incomplete pass, so it's second down and 10. Boy, when they come back up to the line of scrimmage, look how tight that Kleinschmidt, the one setback, is off of the tail of the quarterback, Christian Knorr. He's no more than about a yard behind him.
They really pack things in tight. As I talked about, the splits aren't very far between from lineman to lineman. And they pack it in. They block it so well. We talk about Pites. He can receive the football. He can rush. He's only a junior.
Remember to ask Randy Ahrens about the splits when we get to the postgame show here tonight. How many problems that was causing their defense. Christian Knorr, a little shovel pass. The ball is going to be tipped, but it's going to be caught here by Kleinschmidt. He's going to be brought down into play immediately by Jordan Konsberg. Jordan was not fooled by that play. In fact, he nearly intercepted that one, but finally brings down the ball carrier there, a loss of 2 yards in a play as they push the ball back to the 40-yard line. It's third down and 12.
Konsberg really flexing his muscles now here in the second half. He's got a quarterback sack and a big play right there as Knorr just shovel passed it, and Konsberg able to fight his defender off and wrap up the receiver there. I believe that was Kleinschmidt on the reception. No gain. Actually, a loss of a couple here. Third down and 12, ball at the 40-yard line.
Two wide receivers to the right side. Goble going in motion to that right side. Christian Knorr wants to throw. He backs up. Now he's under pressure. Christian Knorr has still got it. He holds it. He throws it across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Incomplete as he tried to go to Trent Arns right in the center of the field there, and that's going to bring up a fourth down situation, and we'll see what Crofton elects to do here. Giltner has jumped out on top of Pawnee City. It is 58-24, so Giltner rolling along. That's the ball game being played in Giltner this afternoon.
Larry, the cable guy, won't be happy about that game.
Is he a Pawnee City guy?
Pawnee City, I believe he is.
All right, fourth down, 12 yards to go. And now Crofton, kind of out here in no man's land. The St. Cecilia fans here on the near side coming alive at Duncan Field. The Crofton fans across the way. This is playoff football. This is what it's supposed to be
really
like.
Really is, Mike. And looking at my binoculars at halftime, a lot of people around the ring. Here we go. Christian Knorr, fourth and 12.
From the 39 and a half, and now we've got a whistle. It's going to stop play.
Timeout, Crofton.
Yeah, Crofton, just as they were getting ready to snap the ball, Tony Hoffman calls a timeout, the head coach for Crofton. So we've got a timeout here on fourth down and 12 from the St. Cecilia 40-yard line. We'll take a break with a score of the Blue Hawks 21, the Crofton Warriors 12.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
South Loop is out on top of Overton, 6-0 early in the first quarter. Again, we'll have all the scores coming up tonight on the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. 9 o'clock starting time. We'll let everything get in the books tonight, and we'll get you all the scores at 9 o'clock, all the future pairings for next week in the semifinals. Fourth down and 12 yards to go. Crofton has got the ball at the St. Cecilia 40. The Blue Hawks out on top here by a score of 21-12. A matchup of number one and number two here tonight.
Guy, you're going to want to watch Pites. He split out far to the right side. He's been the go-to guy tonight for Knorr.
Christian Knorr, the quarterback, backs up. Here comes the pressure. Knorr stands in the pocket. It's going to break down. He's sacked. He is sacked back here at the 49-yard line. The second sack of the second half for St. Cecilia. Getting through there is Zach Stirrup for the Blue Hawks. Also, Konsbrook, number 85. So the two ends come crushing in that time, Jimmy. Jordan Konsbrook and Zach Stirrup get the sack. A huge loss in the play all the way back to the 48-yard line, and St. Cecilia will get the ball.
That is impressive. I don't know if the crowd's more excited or Randy Aaron's on the sidelines. He is all jacked up down there. We go back to the third down call. Zach Stirrup coming as Knorr rolled to the right side. Zach Stirrup come with a lot of pressure, and Bryce Faber, and then that one there, as you said, the two ends come crashing in as coach sends them in on the blitz, and they're able to get in there, bring Knorr down for a 10-yard loss, and the Hawks take over on downs. They got the ball at their own 48.
Now Jackson comes in motion. Here's a handoff straight up the gut that is going to go to Elliott. He's going to be stacked up. Loss of 1 yard in the play. Making the stop, Nathan Hoffman again for Crofton. He has had a good ball game, and now we've got an injured Blue Hawk here right at the 50-yard line. So we got an injured Blue Hawk right at the 50. We got an injury timeout, 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score St. Cecilia 21, Crofton 12.
Need relief from low temperatures and high prices? Just call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, at 402-463-6061 and receive up to a $1,200 rebate when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Act now to get a rebate and take advantage of tax credits while they last. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning today at 402-463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through EcoTrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the injured player is going to be Josh Tremel, the center for St. Cecilia. So he has helped off of the sideline. He's going to be replaced out there. Second down and 10 yards to go from the 48 now for St. Cecilia. That's their own 48. Here's a handoff and a little reverse play across the 50 to about the 49. They get the ball to Cody Jackson on the reverse. In there in his place now is going to be Joe Clark for St. Cecilia. So Jackson comes in motion, and they give him the ball here on a little reverse play, and they get the ball to about the 49-yard line. So it's third down now and 9 yards to go for St. Cecilia. And Josh Tremel, a big dude here at 295 pounds for St. Cecilia, now on the bench for the Blue Hawks.
Yeah, the Hawks can ill afford to have an injury like that. He's a mainstay of that offensive line, a big part of it. But the top-notch medical staff that we have here on the grounds working him over.
Here's a fake to the fullback, and Hamburger's going to carry the ball. He's at the 45, to the 40, to the 35, still on his feet, to the 30.
Wow.
Gets outside to the 25, to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Phil Hamburger, there's an ESPN highlight reel run there. Phil Hamburger knocks off of a couple of would-be tacklers and takes the ball to the house from 50 yards out, and the Hawks go out on top by a score of 27-12.
Phil Hamburger, 7 carries, 81 yards now. He caps that off with a 50-yard touchdown run, and what an impressive run as he gets down. He zigzags and gets the defenders moving in reverse. They start backpedaling as he started running different directions. He had them all stumbling over top of each other, and he just simply with his speed breaks it out to the outside, takes it in from 50 yards out. What a big, big momentum switcher. Here the Hawks have jumped on top of Crofton here in the second half.
And that was just poor tackling, I think, by the Crofton defense. Nice yard, 50-yard run there by Hamburger. Here comes the extra point. And it's going to be through the uprights. It is good. So Kissinger adds the PAT. St. Cecilia now with some breathing room here in the third quarter of the Class C2 quarterfinals. 1:24 to play in the period. The score now is Hastings St. Cecilia 28, Crofton 12.
Some days we just have to deal with pests, and sometimes even termites. To help out, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates too. Protect some of your biggest investments, your home and other property, with an advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike Carey or Dave Ryan. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams. Frigidaire has been comforting homes for generations, and now Frigidaire heating and cooling products are an even better deal come tax time. Receive up to a $1,500 federal tax credit, limited to 30% of installed costs, when you purchase a high-efficiency Frigidaire system from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. For details on the $1,500 tax credit and how a Frigidaire high-efficiency system can also significantly reduce your utility bills, contact Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia scored two touchdowns here in the third quarter. It's 28-12. Hawks have the lead. Here's the run up in the boot now by Kissinger. End over end kick. It's going to come down at about the, 2 yards deep in the end zone, and a touchback here as Crofton will come back out from their own 20. So now you've got a ball control team down in the ball game, Jimmy, by 16 points. So they need two touchdowns and two extra points. That was three plays, 53 yards. Of course, the big one, the 50-yarder by Phil Hamburger. St. Cecilia got in the end zone for the second time.
Well, and one thing you look at, Crofton, known for their running ability. We've seen Nord tonight throw the football around pretty effectively. They're going to have to almost rely on his arm here with a 1:24 left to go. They're going into the wind, so it's going to be difficult. But when we turn around at quarter number four, Randy Aaron's in his secondary. Better be on their horses because Nord is going to start airing it out.
All right, Crofton will start from the 20-yard line. Christian Knorr reverses out of there. He's going to hand the ball away to a Kleinschmidt. As Kleinschmidt bangs his way for about to 4 or 5 yards as he gets up to the 25-yard line. So pickup of about 5 officially. Second down and 5 yards to go. Ball is sitting right at the 25-yard line. Crofton moving from our right to our left. A minute to play here in this third quarter. It's now 28-12. The winner moves on to the semifinals against either Cambridge or North Platte St. Pat's next Tuesday.
Mike Crofton currently in the third quarter with 70 yards. The Hawks with 145, everything on the ground here in the second half.
Knorr's going to hand the ball away to Kleinschmidt. He busts through there, 30-35 out to the 36-yard line. Joel Graffel in on the stop there for St. Cecilia, but they find a little seam right up the gut there as they bring the ball out to the 36. A first down there for Crofton as they move the sticks. 43 seconds to play here in the third quarter.
How many times have you said that tonight? They find a little seam right up the gut. They just do such a nice job. And those backs are big. It's not like they're small and sneaky. They're just big and powerful, and they're picking up some big chunks of yardage.
Christian Knorr hands it away again. That's going to be Pites with the ball as he bangs for a couple of yards again. He gets on to about the 39, so we'll give him 3 yards in a play. Second down and 7. Down to 20 seconds to go here in the third.
Second and 6.
This might be the last play here as we're down to 12 seconds, and Christian Knorr is standing in the huddle looking to the far sideline. He runs over to talk with Tony Hoffman, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. We're down to four. We're down to three, and that's going to be the end as the entire offense goes over to talk with the Crofton coaching staff. So three quarters in the books. That was a good one for St. Cecilia, scoring twice in that third period. On a three-yard run by Cody Jackson and a 50-yard run by Phil Hamburger, St. Cecilia getting their rushing attack going here tonight. Three quarters in the books. The score, Hastings, St. Cecilia 28, Crofton 12.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Buy two, get two free right now at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Quiet Riding Cooper Xeon 2XS, the great handling tire that brings fun back to driving. Buy two, get two free. It sizes P225-45ZR17 2XS and P235-40R17 2XS. While quantities last, along with free rotation, mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty, only at your area CPI Mr. Tire.
KHAS.
We start the fourth and final quarter, 28-12. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead.
The Hawks explode for 145 yards in the third quarter on nine carries. The Hawks now with 333 a total offense. Crofton 307, 440 yards, 640 yards a total offense.
And they're going to crank on some more here as Pites goes right up again across the 45 to the 50 inside St. Cecilia territory down to the 45-yard line. So 600 yards of total offense between the two teams. We talked about a defensive struggle as both of these teams were allowing minimal yards.
Well, there hasn't been very many yards for Crofton picked up outside the tackles. Everything has been done in the middle, and they have done a tremendous job against St. Cecilia tonight. As we said, Pites there, 15-yard gain into Hawk territory down to the 45.
Crofton not done yet. Christian Doerr, play action pass. He's going to throw the ball. It's going to be caught and then dropped. Phil Hamburger, a jarring hit down here. Down at about the 30-yard line. The intended receiver. Yeah, Colin List was the intended receiver. He had the ball momentarily, but Phil Hamburger with a jarring hit from behind knocks the ball away.
Phil Hamburger playing center field back there, does a great job timing it just as soon as the football gets into List's hands. He had his hands on it just momentarily, but a big, big hit from the safety. He jars the ball loose. That would have been a big gain and another first down deeper into Hawk territory, but it falls incomplete. Second 10, ball at the 45, 11:30 left to go. The Hawks in control here, 28-12.
Second down, 10 from the 45 of St. Cecilia. Man comes in motion. There's a handoff again. That's going to be Kleinschmidt with the ball. Bangs his way down to about the 42-yard line. So a pickup of only 3 yards in a play. But it's going to bring up a third down and seven situation. Tackle is made in there by big Ryan Sheehy of Hastings St. Cecilia. I've been watching the medical staff work on our starting center, and Josh Tremmel looks like he's been checked out by Doc Herbert. Now they're going to retape his ankle, and he possibly could get back into the ball game. That's good news for St. Cecilia offensively when they get the ball back here. Third down and 7 yards to go. Crofton has now got the ball to St. Cecilia 43. The Hawks out on top by 16 points. We are now in the fourth quarter. Dalton Goebel splits out wide to the left side. We have not heard a lot out of Goebel here in the second half. Pites is your wide receiver to the right. Kleinschmidt in the backfield. Third down, 7. Here's a quick little slant in pass. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get it to Pites. That was number 9, Bryce Faber, in the coverage there for St. Cecilia. Or check that, Brouillette.
Yeah.
Brouillette, the quarterback here in coverage. Incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up a fourth down and 7. So now Crofton probably going to go for this one as time's expiring away from the Warriors' hopes here of advancing into the semifinals.
When Tony Hoffman shuttling players in and out of there, three substitutions, two very late coming in here, and we'll see. Actually, they're going to line up to,
they're gonna
to punt this. Yep.
Line up in punt formation. Kleinschmidt will be in there. Cody Jackson hustles back for St. Cecilia. It's
over
a high
head.
Snap. It's over the head. Kleinschmidt comes back to the 30-yard line to grab it. He's going to run it now. He's back to the 35. He's at the 40-yard line, and he's going to be run out of bounds at the 44, and St. Cecilia will get the ball. The snap goes over the head of the punter, Jeffrey Kleinschmidt. He goes back to retrieve it. He had no chance to get it away as a punt. He decides to run with the football. He's going to be knocked out of bounds at the 44. And another mistake there for Crofton here in the fourth quarter.
Well, it doesn't matter who you're playing. You can ill afford to have mistakes, and Crofton has had a couple of them here today. But the biggest one, as they trail 28-12, the snap goes over the head. And then Kleinschmidt just tries to roll to the left side. I believe that was Bryce Faber over there to finally bring Kleinschmidt out of bounds. But the Hawks take over in great field position at the Crofton 43 with 10:27 left to go here in the quarterfinals.
And now St. Cecilia will line up in their power eye formation of their Maryland eye set. Here's Hamburger. He fakes the ball. He's going to run it. He's at the 35 to the 30. And Hamburger is going to be spun down at about the 28-yard line. Phil Hamburger continues to chew up the yardage here. Derek Wortman ended the stop, the 230-pound sophomore for the Crofton Warriors. But Hamburger continues to chew up the yardage, Jimmy. He has a sensational ball game here for St. Cecilia.
Well, and again, Mike, we've talked about Jackson and Hamburger all season long. Jackson already over 100 yards of rushing, 121 to be exact, for Cody Jackson. Phil Hamburger, 96 yards on 8 carries. And he picks up 16 off the left side. A nice play fake to Cody Jackson. He was the trail back, but Hamburger just cuts it upfield, picks up a nice chunk of yardage down to the Crofton 28.
First down and 10 here. We're under 10 minutes to go. Here's a big hole again. That's going to be Groffel. He gets outside to the 20 to the 15-yard line, and he's going to be brought down at the 12. So Joel Groffel gets in the act here for St. Cecilia, and now the Hawks just chewing up some big yardage against this Crofton defense, Jimmy. They smell the victory here tonight. St. Cecilia really firing off that ball inside.
And another good job again from Zach Stirrup off the right side. They run that little fullback trap play, and Stirrup was able to kick the end out. Graffel had a lot of room out there to run. He picked up nearly 16 yards down to the 12-yard line of Crofton, and the Hawks can smell blood there, knocking on touchdown door yet again here in this ballgame.
All right, Hamburger is up under center. Man goes in motion off to the far side. Here's a handoff. It's going to go to Graffel, and he gets maybe a yard. That is it. Tackle is made in there by Nathan Hoffman, number 75, for the Crofton Warriors. I was checking, seeing whether Trumbull is back in there for St. Cecilia as the center, as they stand in the huddle. No gain on that last play, second down and 10. The football is at the 12-yard line. The 12-yard line of Crofton.
No, he is not.
All right, so he remains on the sideline after being shaken up earlier. So wide receiver, actually a double tight end situation this time. Here's a pitch back. It comes to Jackson. Jackson splits a couple of defenders, but he is brought down. So Cody trying to use his speed to get outside. He's brought down on the play by Tom Pites. A pickup of maybe 2 yards in a play. So now it's third down and 8 yards to go from the 10-yard line of Crofton. But the clock is running. We're down to 8:26 to play. 8:26 to play. Josh Trumbull down here on the sidelines for St. Cecilia. Going to put his helmet back on. Third down, 8 yards to go. Football is at the 10-yard line of Crofton. The ball is on the near side hash now. Backs to the I formation. Hamburger looking over the defense. Hands it away to Jackson. Takes it off of the right side, and Jackson gets a couple of where he's driven back. Cody Jackson is driven back there, and that's a Goble in the stop for the Crofton Warriors. We'll give him a pickup of another 2 yards in a play. So now St. Cecilia looking at a fourth down situation, fourth down at about 6 yards to go. And St. Cecilia has got a 16-point lead, and Coach Tesmer wants to call a timeout. He wants to talk to the offense. 7:50 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 28, Crofton 12.
At Big G Ace, get a first down with your paint project by using Ace Essence Paint for just $15.99 a gallon. It's easy on the budget and used by those who prefer to match colors to their own project. It's available in flat, satin, and semi-gloss sheens. Let the folks at Big G Ace help you score a touchdown with your painting project. Big G Ace Hastings, where you get in, get help, get out, and get on with your life.
Quality products, great people, and helpful advice. Big G Ace.
1230 KHAS.
All right, fourth down and 7 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball at the 9-yard line of Crofton. And now Tremel is back in there, I think, for St. Cecilia. And what are the Hawks going to do here? We're going to have a field goal attempt.
Yeah, field goal attempt from Kissinger.
From the 15-yard line, this will be a 25-yard field goal attempt. Kissinger 1 out of 2 on field goals so far this year. 28-12, the Hawks have the lead. So a 25-yard field goal right in the center of the field. Ball is down. The kick is up there by Kissinger. And that one is going to be good. He drills that one in. One went a mile. So Kissinger hits the field goal. 7:45 to play now in the fourth quarter. We've got another break with the score. St. Cecilia 31, Crofton 12.
Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughn when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, an economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so Kissinger adds a 25-yard field goal, 31-12. Now Hastings St. Cecilia is starting to flex their muscles here, Jimmy.
Well, they really are. And, you know, after the bad snap to the punter, Kleinsmith, that St. Cecilia could really smell some blood there, Mike, and they took a couple of nice plays. It was Hamburger that went for 16, and then Graffel was able to go down for 16 yards. The defense has stood their test, but then Matt Kissinger comes in, and he bangs through a field goal, and it extends the St. Cecilia lead to 31-12 here. 7:45 left to go. Look out, defense, because Kristen Knorr is probably going to be throwing the pig everywhere here on this next drive.
Here comes the kickoff. It's going to bounce along the ground, and it gets through there into the end zone. So a touchback here, and Crofton will start first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. And these two teams played last year in the quarterfinals. Hastings St. Cecilia knocked off Crofton in that ball game. In fact, they got off to a slow start last year and then went on to roll over Crofton 46-14 in the quarterfinals. That was in C1 a year ago. Both teams playing in C2 here this year, and St. Cecilia, after leading at halftime 14-12, has shut out Crofton here in the second half. So now Christian Knorr comes up with a spread set. This is not a passing team, but they're going to swing it out here. It's going to be caught. That's going to be Pints with the ball, and Pints is going to be popped out of bounds. The ball comes loose, but he's out of bounds over here. Blake Brouillette into the stop there for St. Cecilia defensively. The Hawks just basically going to keep everything in front of them, I think, here, Jimmy. They'll give away those 4 or 5 yard passes all night long.
Yeah, they will. They'll just allow them to stay in front of them. They don't want anybody to get behind them. We've seen the arm of Knorr. He can throw it deep downfield. But Crofton is just basically going to rely on the running ability after the catch of their all-star running back stable. They got a bunch out there.
There's a swing pass out to Goble, 25-yard line, and he is going to be knocked down at the 28. So Goble knocked down at the 28-yard line. Could be still a couple yards shy of a first down. A completed pass from Knorr over to Goble. Seems to say a coaching staff not happy with something out there. Clear from the opposite side of the field. I'm not sure what they were really looking at. Was that Nick? Nick Soucy, one of the assistant coaches, not happy with something. Third down and 2 yards to go. The football is at the 28-yard line. That's the Crofton 28. Christian Knorr in the gun and a quarterback draw, and he's going to be sacked. He's going to be knocked down in the play. Christian Knorr is knocked down in the play.
Again, Jordan Consbrook getting in there. He's had a sack in the second half. We'll credit another one to him. Again, Consbrook doing a great job getting in there defensively, and now it brings up a fourth down and 5. That was a loss of 3. For Crofton. So a fourth down must go here. 7:06 left to go in the ball game. Actually, they're not going to now.
Yeah, they're going to line up in punt formation on fourth down and about 5 yards to go with the ball at the 25-yard line. So fourth and 5, and Kleinschmidt drops back here to punt. It's a low snap. Kleinschmidt will grab it. He gets it away. It's going to come down here to the St. Cecilia 32. That's going to be Brouillette bringing the ball back across the 35 to the 40, to the 45 to the 46-yard line. So Brouillette brings the ball back to the 46. We are stopped in the play here by Crofton. Down there is Derek Wortman down there for Crofton. So a nice punt there, but a nice return by Brouillette, and St. Cecilia is just 6 minutes and 40 seconds away, Jimmy, from moving into the semifinals next week.
Yeah, nothing flashy here. They're just going to line up and go right at them. They have gone at this Crofton team all night long. They've been able to chew up some big yardage on some sloppy tackling from Crofton. But again, let's give credit where credit is due. That offensive line we'll talk about in the postgame show, but they have flat got the job done. From Consbrook to Stirrup, they have been outstanding.
All right, St. Cecilia has got the ball first down. Hamburger hands it away. That's Jackson sliding through there. 45 to the 50 to the 45 to the center of the field. He's going to be knocked down at the 39-yard line. Cody Jackson again carries the ball. He's over 100 yards here tonight, isn't he? Well over 100.
Oh, yeah.
Phil Hamburger also nearing the century mark, if he's not over there by now.
142 on 16 carries, a couple of touchdowns. And I'm surprised you didn't get more excited on that little jitter step down there as he froze the linebacker, picked up another 6 yards. A nice run by Jackson, 15-yard gain. The 16th first down here for the Hawks as they are into Warrior territory.
At the 39-yard line, working right to left, there's a handoff to the fullback there, Ellie, as he sprints forward to about the 35. Joel Groffel in there now. Groffel takes the ball down to the 35, so a pickup of about 4 yards in the play, second down and six. So Groffel now in there at fullback, giving Ellie a little spell here in the fourth quarter. Well, with Cody Jackson still at tailback.
Yeah, that was one thing we seen last week up at Donovan Trumbull as Ellie got the start, played much of the first half at running back, and then they brought Graffel in. Both guys mainstays in that that defensive side of things. So just kind of giving each other a breather. Graffel's still in there. Cody Jackson will be the eye back.
Wide receiver splits to the right side, second down and 6 yards to go. Cody gets the call again across the 35, and he's going to be brought down at about the 33. So Saints to say, just going to kind of grind things out and run the clock here in this fourth quarter. Winner moves on to the semifinals next Tuesday against either North Platte St. Pat's or Cambridge. That ball game is just getting started. Giltner has beaten Pawnee City 58-30. So Giltner moves on to the semifinals next Tuesday. The Giltner Hornets, winners over Pawnee City tonight, 58-30. Third down now for Saints to say, 4 yards to go. And they're going to run as much clock as they can here. Now Hamburger is up under center. He turns, pitches the ball back to Cody Jackson. The ball is loose, and Cody falls on it back here at the 48. An errant pitch that time by the quarterback Hamburger as Jackson falls on top of it back here at the 48. A huge loss in the play. St. Cecilia now looking at a fourth down, and the Hawks will have to punt the football away with 4.5 minutes to go. We've got the player of the game coming up in the coaches' postgame show, so stay with us.
13 yards on the loss and just a pitch out there, just a little bit off the mark from Phil Hamburger. That doesn't happen very often. Those two have been combining all year long for some big, big games. But wisely enough, Cody Jackson doing the right thing, just plops down on the football. And now Matt Kissinger will stand at about his own 40-yard line to get this punt away.
Saints to say ahead 31-12 here in the ballgame. There's the snap. Here comes the pressure. Kissinger gets it away. Bounces at the 20-yard line, 15. Saints to say down there to cover things up. So no return here by the Crofton Warriors, a kick of about 46 yards. So first down and 10. The ball is down here at the 7-yard line. A nice kick there by Kissinger. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Well, no, not a textbook kick. It's not the high spiral kind, but, hey, we've got a headwind that Matt Kissinger was going into. He does the right thing, just hits a knuckler, a low liner into this wind, and the ball gets down to the turf. A lot of Hawks down there to bring it down. A 46-yard punt, and they pin Crofton back at the 7-yard line. The Hawks with a 31-12 lead here with 4 minutes left to go.
End of the first quarter. Mullen is out on top of Loomis now by a score of 12-0. South Loop leading Overton 7. Actually, it's tied up now. South Loop 7, Overton 7. They are in the second quarter. So now Christian Knorr comes out from his own 7-yard line. He's going to throw the pick around, or at least he wants to. He's going to run it now around the left side. He's going to run out of bounds at a 15-yard line.
Christian Knorr
brings the ball close to the 15. We're going to see. Oh, let's see. He was knocked out of bounds at about the 12. So a pickup of 5 yards in a play. Knorr wanted to take the ball downfield, but nobody opened to pick up a five on the quarterback scramble.
Well, again, great job by the secondary of St. Cecilia just locking up with the Crofton receivers. And then Knorr just not a lot of time back there to throw. The pressure has been tremendous this whole second half. The St. Cecilia front line has done a great job. He just takes it off the left side, picks up nearly six. Going to bring up second down and a long four.
And now Knorr wants to swing it out here. He does. The ball is going to be caught by Kleinschmidt, but St. Cecilia right over here defensively. Little gain there as Kleinschmidt's going to be brought down. So the Saints to see a defense right over there, a pickup of a couple. That's about it. Third down we'll call it 2 yards to go as they move the ball out here. We're down to 3.5 minutes to play in this fourth quarter, and it looks like St. Cecilia Jimmy's going to go to 11-0 on the season. This is their 24th straight win.
Just surely amazing coming in the ball game. You've seen Stu Pospisil and with his articles that he had wrote, and also in the Lincoln Journal, guys talking about this being the potential state championship game. There's a couple of games in front of the Hawks yet before we get there, but looking ahead to the ball game next week, we'll have to wait a couple hours. It's going to be either Cambridge or North Platte St. Pat's.
St. Cecilia could have another home game. Here's a quarterback sneak. Christian Knorr just goes straight ahead as he should have the first down here. If Cambridge wins the ball game tonight over North Platte St. Pat's, that'll be a home game for us next week. If North Platte St. Pat's wins, it'll be played out in North Platte.
And we've dodged the bullet several times here at Duncan Field. If we get another home game, what's the chances of the weather being sunny and nice?
Christian Knorr wants to throw the ball. He does, out to a Goble, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds on the far sideline, up around the 29-yard line. So a pickup of about 10 yards on the play there as they move it from the 19 out to the 29 as they move the 6. You and I have done plenty of games in here where we've thought about duck hunting and pheasant hunting.
Well,
and
we've had tarps run around the scaffolding.
We've had so a little many, heater, I think, in here one year.
We had so many clothes on that we couldn't even hardly couldn't even get the ink to write. It was frozen.
It could come up next week. Here's a little pass at the far side. It's going to be caught at the 40-yard line and knocked down about Christian Knorr just running for his life out there, and he kind of pooched past that. Is that a pooch pass? As they move the ball out to the 40-yard line, that's going to be a first down.
It's almost like throwing a shot.
Yeah.
He just got it out and kind of threw it out ahead of him. Is enough for another first down. So now 16 first downs for Crofton in the game. We'll give him 9 on that game. But the clock really being the enemy right now for Crofton. Down to 2:39. The clock has stopped as the ball carrier, Goble, was able to get out of bounds.
31-12 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. Christian Knorr swings the ball out here again. It's over the head of Kleinschmidt. Comes to the near sideline, but it's going to be an incomplete pass. That was very close to maybe a lateral thrown out here. St. Cecilia was over here just in case. The Hawks had Blake Brouillette over here just in case.
Yeah, Brouillette on coverage there as they tried to swing that pass out to Kleinschmidt over on the right side, just slightly overthrown. So it's going to bring up a second down and 10 here. Ball at the 41, 2:35 left to go here for Crofton.
Line of scrimmage is the 41. Christian Knorr looks left. Here comes the pressure. Knorr scrambles out of there. He still holds it. Now throws it. It's going to be caught down here at the St. Cecilia 42. They get it to a Goble. He was right on the sideline. Christian Knorr again scrambles with the ball and finds Goble down there at the St. Cecilia 42. Goble just kind of hops out of bounds there to stop the clock. We're down to 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, and it's 31-12. The Hawks comfortably ahead as Crofton's going to try to put one drive together here. They've been shut out since halftime. This was a 14-12 ball game at halftime. St. Cecilia scoring twice in the third quarter of play, then getting a 25-yard field goal here in the fourth. Christian Knorr again up in the shotgun set with wide receivers left and right. Knorr waiting for the snap, pulls it down, head high. He throws it out here. It's going to be caught by Kleinschmidt, and then he is drilled on the play, and the ball is knocked loose. Another jarring hit there by the St. Cecilia defense. That was Blake Brouillette. Kleinschmidt had the ball, but he was separated immediately there by Brouillette of St. Cecilia.
Really at 150, soaking wet.
Yeah.
Kleinschmidt 180.
I'd like to see Brouillette on the scales at 150.
Well, he hasn't grown a whole lot since midget football. He's packed on a few pounds, but a great defensive play there.
Is he a former Packer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was a former Packer. Did you see the way he waited and then just pursued the receiver?
You taught that, right?
I did.
Here's a pass across the middle. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Pites and intercepted. Nope, it's going to be, intercepted. Intercepted there by Cody Jackson. Jackson gets the interception for St. Cecilia. That's his sixth interception of the season. That was tipped. Came to the ground, or at least close to it, and Cody grabs the ball for an interception, so St. Cecilia will get it here with 2:16 to play.
That'll pretty much put the nails in the coffin for Crofton as they come into this ball game 10-0, and it appears that they will go away at a record of 10-1 as St. Cecilia picks off the 25th pass attempt for Crofton, and Christian Knorr here this evening.
Xander Schmidt was on his way out to the quarterback for St. Cecilia. Hamburger went out there, and it's going to be Hamburger taking the snap here as Xander comes back to the sideline. So first down and 10 from the 30-yard line. Hamburger's going to hand the ball away. That's going to be, I think, Groffel's still in there as he bangs out for a couple of yards out across the 30 to the 32-yard line. So Xander Schmidt was going to go out there. Here comes Jace Jackson into the ball game now. Faber comes out as Carl Tesmer going to get some guys into the ball game under 2 minutes to play. And the Blue Hawks will move on to the state semifinals next week. Looking for back-to-back state championships. C1 last year. And we're a game away from the finals here in C2.
Very familiar territory for St. Cecilia over the last few seasons. They have, they're used to this stuff. They're used to the preparation. And this was a good win as they hand it off, off the left side. Cody Jackson just picks up about 3 yards. But, again, the clock running down here, 126, 125. But, again, the Hawks have been in this situation before, and they are looking for a repeat. Only in a class lower, it'll be the C2 ranks this year.
So Jackson carrying the ball on the last play there. It's third down and 4 yards to go from the 36-yard line of St. Cecilia. Time is running down. We're down to a minute to play now in this football game. Backs will be stacked up in the eye as Hamburger lets the time run down here on the play clock, and they just hand the ball away for about to 4 yards. Should be enough for a first down as they go with that little fullback trap again as Elias back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. He brings the ball to the 40, and the officials give him a first down. So Devin Alley carrying the ball there for St. Cecilia. Now here comes Xander Schmidt into the ball game for St. Cecilia to replace Hamburger out there as the quarterback with 53 seconds to play. Phil Hamburger absolutely got the job done tonight for the Hawks.
It is amazing. Each and every game we do for St. Cecilia between him and Cody Jackson, it is just amazing the way their feet, they have such good footwork out in the open, and they've got blazing speed, and they have flat got the job done behind a big offensive line. Xander Smith just takes it ahead for a gain of about one, and now we see Carl Tesmer. You got a blue uniform on tonight. You're in the ball game.
Where's Gino? I think Gino was wearing a uniform. Gino's part of the chain gang here at Duncan Field. He had a blue uniform on. We might see Gino out there. 16 seconds, 15 seconds to go. The Hawks don't really need to run another play. 31-12 was the score, and the Hawks starting to celebrate here on the near sideline. This was a big win here tonight for Carl Tesmer and the Blue Hawks, knocking off the second-ranked Crofton Warriors in a year that Crofton thought they might have the horses to pull off the upset. That's the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia, for the second year in a row, knocks off Crofton in the quarterfinals of the state playoffs. This year, 31-12 as Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Crofton here tonight in a good football game at Duncan Field. Stick around. We've got much more yet to come on our post-game show. We got the player of the game and also the coach's post-game show. But again, the final score, Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Crofton tonight. Final score of 31-12. Back with more after this.
It happens to everyone. Your car isn't running right. It could be the fuel injectors, or it might be the spark plugs. The point is, you want to be confident in your mechanic. You want him to find the problem, fix it, and charge you a fair price. See Halloran Battery and Electric for everything from routine maintenance to complex electrical problems. Rich and the professional auto technicians at Halloran take care of your car, truck, or van. And they're experts at imports, too. People you can trust. Halloran Battery and Electric, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
If you have a fall, winter, or even a spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus Painting does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting's been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting congratulates the St. Cecilia Hastings High and Adams Central teams and athletes on great football seasons.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Crofton. The final score of 31-12. And we just got a report in. North Platte St. Pat's has jumped out on top of Cambridge. They are late in the first quarter. The score is 7-0. North Platte St. Pat's out on top of Cambridge. They are late in the first quarter, and St. Cecilia will be watching that game for the next couple of hours. A win by Cambridge would give St. Cecilia a home game next Tuesday. If North Platte St. Pat's wins that ball game, semifinals will be played out west. But North Platte St. Pat's has got the lead over Cambridge 7-0 late in the first quarter. St. Cecilia got on the scoreboard first. 7 plays, 56 yards. Cody Jackson takes it in from 5 yards out. The PA too good. St. Cecilia led by a score of 7-0. Crofton comes back on their next series, goes 11 plays, 80 yards. They get a 2-yard run from Trent Arnes. The point after touchdown was no good. St. Cecilia led by a score of 7-6. In the second quarter, Crofton drove the ball 79 yards down to the St. Cecilia 1-yard line, but on fourth down, they were stopped on a nice defensive play by Joel Groffel. Then St. Cecilia had to bang their way out from their own goal line. They went 3 plays and out, had to punt the football away. Crofton got good field position and eventually got a 28-yard touchdown from Tom Pites. The 2-point conversion was no good, but Crofton had the lead by the score of 12-7. Hastings St. Cecilia did not roll over there at the end of the second quarter. They put a drive together. In fact, they went 11 plays and 65 yards. They got a 6-yard touchdown pass from Phil Hamburger to Devin Ellie. The point after touchdown was good. St. Cecilia had the lead at halftime by a score of 14-12. And then Crofton did not score the rest of the way. Cody Jackson got loose in the third quarter, 45-yard run. He took the ball down to the 3-yard line. The next play, they gave the ball again to Cody. He took it in the end zone for a touchdown. They added the extra point, made a score 21-12 in favor of St. Cecilia. Phil Hamburger then got loose at the 1:24 mark of the third quarter. From 50 yards out, the PAT good, 28-12. Hawks had the lead, and then St. Cecilia adding a 25-yard field goal from Matt Kissinger in the fourth quarter. And the final margin of victory, 31-12. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight.
Well, we see the coaches come out of the huddle here, and Carl Tesmer just relieved at best as you interviewed him in the pregame show. He was really concerned about this matchup. He thought Crofton finally had a chance that maybe they had their number. But, boy, after the first half, we thought this is going to be a Donnybrook. Both teams going back and forth at a 14-12 difference. And then the Hawks just come out in the second half, and they really put on a defensive show, able to break away with some big plays, and they go on to the victory. We look at Crofton's numbers for the night. I wanted to throw this in here. We talked about the Bayard game we had a few weeks ago, and I can't remember the total offense.
800 and something.
Okay, how's 748 for both teams? Two good football teams with 748 yards of total offense between the two teams tonight. Christian Knorr throwing the football around. He was 15 of 25 tonight. One interception, 190 yards. They rushed the football 40 times for 189, so 379 yards of total offense for Crofton on the evening. And Pites was the leading ball carrier, 5 carries, 48 yards. They had 9 different guys carry the football tonight for Crofton out of that double wing set. That is amazing. A lot of youngsters. They will be a team to be reckoned with, nor a senior, though he will be gone for the Warriors. We look on the side of St. Cecilia tonight. Phil Hamburger throwing the football around, very effective again. 6 of 8 passing, only 83 yards, 1 touchdown. The Hawks rushed the football for 286 yards, so 369 of total offense for St. Cecilia in the ballgame. 19 first downs. We look at the individual numbers. This is like a broken record. Phil Hamburger, as we said, 6 of 8 passing, 83 yards, 1 touchdown. He also rushed 8 times for 96 yards and a touchdown. So Hamburger totals up 179 yards of the Hawks' 369 via the air and on the ground. Cody Jackson ends the evening, 18 carries, 147 yards, 2 touchdowns. Those touchdowns coming from 5 and 3 yards out. Matt Kissinger ends the evening with 3 receptions, 36 yards, and a nice bit of kicking. He made a nice field goal, did good on the extra points with this crosswind blowing here at Duncan Field tonight. Consbrook ended the night with 1 reception, 36 yards. That was a big one in the first half as they got the Hawks down there and had a go-ahead touchdown. And Devin Ellie on the night, 6 carries, 39 yards. He had 1 reception for a touchdown, that coming from 6 yards out. But again, just an outstanding job by St. Cecilia. And we talked about it. This ball game is going to be won on the line of scrimmage. Both teams are very powerful with some quick backs, but St. Cecilia dominated. Zach Stirrup with an outstanding night. Jordan Consbrook also blocking. The same guys on the defensive side of things playing in for Randy Ahrens. They did a great job chasing Christian Knorr around. And a nice, nice win for St. Cecilia. As they advance, they move on to 11-0, and they will face either Cambridge or North Platte St. Pat's next week in the semifinals.
Yeah, North Platte St. Pat's had an early 7-0 lead over Cambridge. That was toward the end of the first quarter of play. So Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. Look at the media circus coming over to talk with Carl Tesmer. We've got the representatives from, the Lincoln Paper is here tonight. Stu is here from the World Herald, the Grand Island Independent. We've got Vince from the Hastings Tribune and poor Carl Tesmer. Poor Carl Tesmer is being hit by questions from all angles. We'll get the defensive coordinator, Randy Ahrens, up here in just a couple of minutes on our Coach's Post Game Show. Stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up next and in the Coach's Post Game Show as high school football continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Need relief from low temperatures and high prices? Just call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, at 402-463-6061 and receive up to a $1,200 rebate when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Act now to get a rebate and take advantage of tax credits while they last. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning today at 402-463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Get you an update on some scores before we get to our post game here tonight. Again, St. Cecilia winning over Crofton 31-12. Aquinas Catholic has got an early lead over Wilbur Claytonia 3-0. Pierce is out on top of St. Paul 14-7 in the second quarter. Wahoo is leading Narpo Catholic 21-14. At halftime, and again at last check, it was North Platte St. Pat's with a lead over Cambridge. The score is 7-0. They are late in the first quarter. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, big night for the quarterback for St. Cecilia, Phil Hamburger, accounts for 179 yards of total offense in the ball game here tonight. Cody Jackson had 147 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Matt Kissinger had 3 receptions, 36 yards, and then Jordan Consbrook. Tell you what, he flat did the job on the defensive side of the football for Randy Ahrens and the Hawks here tonight. Came up with a couple of quarterback sacks, and he was all over the place defensively on tackles. He also had 3 receptions, actually 1 reception on offense for 36 yards. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. First of all, offensively, Phil Hamburger, 6 of 8 throwing the football, 83 yards and a touchdown. He rushed 8 times tonight for 96 yards and a touchdown, so he accounts for 179 yards of total offense for Hastings St. Cecilia. Meanwhile, defensively, we'll give a player of the game to Jordan Consbrook. He had a couple of quarterback sacks in the second half of play, and Consbrook all over the place defensively tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia to lead this defensive unit, held Crofton out of the end zone in the second half of play. So Jordan Konsberg will be our defensive player of the game. Phil Hamburger takes it on the offensive side as Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Crofton tonight by a score of 31-12. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You are listening to High School Football tonight on 1230 KHIS.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
At Big G Ace, get a first down with your paint project by using Ace Essence Paint for just $15.99 a gallon. It's easy on the budget and used by those who prefer to match colors to their own project. It's available in flat, satin, and semi-gloss sheens. Let the folks at Big G Ace help you score a touchdown with your painting project. Big G Ace Hastings, where you get in, get help, get out, and get on with your life.
Quality product, great people, and helpful advice. Big G Ace.
This is the Coach's Postgame Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
All right, back at Duncan Field, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Crofton as they move on into the semifinals. Final score of 31-12 here tonight as the defensive coordinator for Hastings St. Cecilia joins us. And Randy Aarons, great job tonight by the St. Cecilia defense. Absolutely shut down Crofton in the second half. What was the difference?
I just think, again, at halftime we went and told the kids about, you know, we try to get, not that we're very fancy on defense, but in the second half we just came back and said, we're going to come back to our base defense, we're going to try to make plays, and we're just going to go and get things done and just make sure that we don't lax, we don't give up concentration, we don't lose focus on any plays at all, because in the first half we felt that we lost, you know, concentration two or three plays and it cost us. And so that was what we were really concentrating on at halftime. But regardless of that, if the kids don't do it, it's going to be really tough for us.
I'll tell you what, Coach, we talked about the Bayard game being a wild game and a lot of yards. Over 700 yards combined tonight between both teams. Crofton with 190 through the air, 189 on the ground, 379 total. Noticed early in the ball game with that double wing set, the splits that the linemen were taking, was that causing a lot of issues as far as your defensive front four went? We noticed they were very tight, and when they brought a guy in motion, they did a very good job blocking. They were able to bust some big plays. Was that a problem early in the ball game?
You think we noticed that stuff? Well, no, what causes more problems than not was that they have great size and they have a good offensive line, and so that causes as much problems as anything. I just think it was a matter of, you know, we had to weather that first storm. We had to weather the first hit, the first wave, and realize that, hey, we're pretty good, and we're you know, we're where we at for a reason, because we've really worked at it. We've come to play game in and game out, and so it was one of those things that you weather the first storm, and then good things happened after that. And, you know, I think the key is what we did offensively when we got the ball to start the game.
Christian Knorr, the quarterback for the Crofton Ball Club, wasn't known really as a passing quarterback, but were you surprised by how effective he was tonight?
Well, I really think that's a credit to us on defense, because they come in, you read in the paper how they're the top-rated offense in the state, you know, this and that and everything else, and we took them away from their running game. I mean, okay, people are going to say, well, they still had 180 yards, but versus 400 yards a game, and so they had to go away from what they traditionally do and what they like to do, and I think that's a credit to our kids. And, you know, you take away the big pass play in the first half for about 50 yards, and you take away one over the top here for about 30, you know, that puts them down to 100 yards versus 180. And so, you know, the mental lapses, and I think that can be attributed to the fact that Crofton's a very good football team, and they can make plays.
Well, and I think, you know, as you said, a couple of big plays. Also, your defense was giving up the short plays there towards the end of the ball game, keeping everybody in front of you, as well as going into halftime. So some yardage made up there. But, boy, the play I thought of, your two ends, Zach Stirrup and Jordan Konsbrook, were outstanding tonight.
Isn't it nice to have Zach Stewart back in the lineup on defense?
He was kind of quiet, you know, being out. You thought, well, you don't miss him a whole lot. But, boy, when he's back in the lineup, he is a force.
I think he can go on that show Fear Factor because he put him out there on the line. You put him out there on the line of scrimmage, and people stand up and they take notice of Zach out there. And then, as you said, Jordan Consbrook made some big plays for us. And, you know, both those guys that we feel are all state caliber ends. And then you throw in when Jordan got dinged up a little bit, Joel Wallmeyer, and he comes in with a great pass rush. And so it's just one of those things that we're plugging away. We're getting kids back healthy. You know, and I think we're becoming a pretty dangerous team in this whole picture.
Coach, when you devised the defensive scheme tonight against Crompton, I know Coach Tesmer said you put together a nice defensive package for this ball game. What was you really centered on here tonight, just taking away the Crompton rushing attack?
Prayer.
Well, they answered it tonight, huh?
Yes, no. You know, it's just one of those things that we really wanted to concentrate, focus on taking away the inside running game because we feel that we have kids that can run to the perimeter. And so we really tried taking away the inside running game because with their power sweep, with their fullback, the quarterback following, things like that, it always appears to go inside a C gap and run up inside on us. And so we really focused on and concentrated on trying to bounce things to the outside. And that's something that, you know, we feel that we have kids that can run, and so we want to take advantage of that, and we feel our defensive line is good enough to play the line of scrimmage that we can bounce people outside.
Well, and you've got some guys offensively that are dangerous. Phil Hamburger, again, another big night throwing the football and rushing the football. He combined for 179 total yards of offense. Cody Jackson at 147 yards. But we talk about Stirrup and Consbrook on the defensive side of things. You bring them around and put them a tackle, put them a tight end, and you guys run between tackles so well tonight, and the speed that those guys have, once you get them bounced out, they are just tough guys to bring down. Again, I thought the between Consbrook and Stirrup tonight was really where the battle was won. They did a nice job.
Yes, they did. And, you know, and then we kind of felt like we were just going to run right at them a little bit, and people are going to be surprised at that. But we thought that if we could get the initial surge off the line of scrimmage and get to a linebacker before they got to the line of scrimmage, you know, Devin Ellie ran the ball very well the first half. He probably had about 50 yards to keep him off balance. And then Cody makes some great cuts. Cody makes some great cuts in the open field. And what about Phil's touchdown run there? And then he showed great cuts and great speed in pulling away.
Tell you what, do those guys surprise you anymore with Phil Hamburger and Cody Jackson, the way they've been running the football here the past couple of weeks?
No, they don't. And that's something that, you know, I told Cody the other day in practice, I thought he had his best practice of the year because he looked so quick. You know, I mean, he had nice runs. It might have been the Saturday practice that he really looked extremely good in practice. But, you know, you mentioned Zach Stirrup and Jordan Consbrook on the line of scrimmage. We got to mention, you know, Josh Tremble in there. You know, I'm going to forget somebody, Ryan Sheehy and Joe Wallmeyer. You know, those guys also, you know, do a great job on the line of scrimmage. And I just, for the life of me, I'm slipping at the other guard position right now. But I hate to miss, you know, who our other guard is at this point. And so just know that they're appreciated and they're well thought of because they sure paved the way for us tonight.
Well, and I think, again, what makes them so dangerous is not the good blocking up front. They follow their blockers so well, and then once they get to the outside, I mean, they're very patient runners, and then it just doesn't take nothing. I've never seen high school kids can get the top speed in a couple of steps, and Hamburger and Jackson are a couple of guys that can do that.
Yes, it is, and how can I forget Nathan Soucy? I told Nathan before the game, I said, good luck, play like an All-Stater. You know, and I how can I forget him? Because I think he probably did play like an All-Stater tonight, and that's how he's been playing the last few games. And so, you know, give credit to those guys. And Chase Bass will come in at tight end. And on the perimeter, we block well with Matt Kissinger. And so we just had a total package tonight, and it was a great win for us against a great team. You know, and so that's something that we can build on, and hopefully we're not too sore coming off this. And we got a week of preparation, and you can't wish for an opponent, but it wouldn't be bad to have him here at Duncan Field.
Oh, we're used to the place now, Randy. Cambridge and North Platte St. Pat's going at it. Last check, North Platte St. Pat's had a 7-0 lead over Cambridge. They were in the first quarter. So a Cambridge win there. We would get to Cambridge at home next Tuesday. North Platte St. Pat's wins. We will play out west out in North Platte.
As soon as I get done here, I will be checking the long-range forecast because we have been blessed with some tremendous weather here at Duncan Field, and you know sooner or later, it's going to come, and then we're going to be up here burying the wind, the snow, and the elements. You know it's coming, Coach.
You got to love it. You got to love it, and I think, you know, compliments to the city again, compliments to the fans tonight. We had a great crowd, people from out of town and stuff, and hopefully they enjoyed the game and enjoyed a good, hard, clean football game. There weren't very many penalties. It was hard-fought. And that's what high school athletics should be about, you know, two good teams, high school kids competing against each other and letting it lay out on the field.
We will see you next week. Congratulations. Savor this one. I know it's a big one for you.
Thanks a lot, and thanks for being here.
All right. Defensive coordinator for Hastings St. Cecilia, Randy Ahrens, on the postgame show. We'll take our timeout. You're listening to High School Football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West.